Go find somebody else.
Welcome back to DKR, Texas Memorial Stadium. Anthem is complete. We are about ready for football. Want to remind you, don't miss the UIL Football State Championship starting Wednesday, December 15th at the AT&T Center in Arlington, Texas. Ticket information and more can be found at UILTexas.org. Guys, that's the destination for both of these two teams. What an epic matchup. What a great day for Austin area high school football.
Yeah, it's a class we've got, and obviously three teams going to battle it out here. You know, throughout the day today, I'm sure we'll keep tabs on that Lake Travis score as well. But what a glorious day. 75 degrees,
yeah.
You know, a couple little clouds in the sky, but not much. It's going to be a dry track. Perfect day for football.
Perfect day indeed, Scott. And Vic the Viper sure looks good here coming out of the tunnel at DKR.
Yeah, the moment in this place is not too big for Vic the Viper.
No.
He's ready to roll.
Number 45, Will Province, the senior tight end, took the American flag out, which is always a beautiful sight to behold.
Yeah, what a privilege to do that today.
Absolutely.
Vipers, the road team, they are wearing the road white jerseys, black pants, black numerals, black helmet with a chrome stripe and the stickers on the side. They will kicking off going from left to right. Westlake, the home team, in the bright red jerseys and pants, white numerals outlined in blue, the silver helmet with the familiar red W on the side. They'll be receiving the kickoff going from right to left. Beautiful December day here in Austin, Texas. Hayden Arnold with the football on the tee. Vipers crunk unit getting going across the way. Big crowd on hand. Hayden Arnold approaches it. We are underway from DKR, Texas Memorial Stadium. And the kickoff fielded at the 2-yard line, up to the 5 to the 10. To the 15, up to the 20, and a nice hole out the 25 to the 30. Look out, far sideline.
Holding.
50, 45, 40, 35, 30, and stays in bounds. Knocked out at the 12-yard line, but there is a flag back at the 30-yard line. Big return, but there's a reason for it.
Yeah, Jackson Oliver, number 9, he's been an unbelievable player all year. Somebody had a fistful of his jersey on that return, Merle.
Yeah, they had that wall well set up, and we know why now.
Yep. So Westlake outscoring their opponents, as Scott and Hank mentioned, 7-1, averaging 57.9 points per game, going up against the Viper defense, surrendering just 11.8 points per game. A lot of that coming late in ball games with the second and third string in. You're going to see the same thing with the other sides of the field are on.
Yeah, something's got to give here. It'll be really interesting to see, you know, just how Coach Sanders approaches this from a scheme perspective.
Yep.
Do whatever you can to try to keep Klubnik and his crew off balance.
How much do you love that he won the toss and
put his
decided
on the
defer?
Field.
Yeah.
I mean, how much trust does that show he has in his defense? Outstanding.
Here we go.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line after the penalty. Chaparral's going from right to left. Two receivers right, two receivers to the near side. Klubnik, handoff up the middle. Nobody's going to keep himself right side. And stiff arm escorted out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Shoved out of bounds there by Griffin Schaefer. That'll bring up a second down and 6 from the 25.
Yeah, what a test for those guys on the perimeter. Schaefer on one side, Jackson Oliver on the other. Got to try to contain Klubnik because he is a very mobile guy, in addition to how well he throws. And they've got some threats on the outside, too.
Klubnik, quarterback draw off left side, trying to get the corner turned and maybe got the first down to the 30-yard line. Good second effort there by the senior quarterback to just pick up the first down.
So interesting, Scott. They come out with two designed quarterback runs to start the game. Looks like Westlake's coaching staff had something they saw on film.
Yeah, just kind of that read option look. But I think you're right, Hank. There was those were quarterback runs all the way. It also helped just settle your quarterback in.
Hand off to Jackson Kaiser up the middle and disappears into a white-shirted wall there. Maybe a yard pickup on the play. Going to bring up a second down and 9 from the 31-yard line.
Yeah, they stuffed that one right from the get-go. No gain, or maybe a short gain of 1.
Well, the Vandergrift fans are just absolutely
on every
crazy.
Play.
Every play. It's a proper cauldron today, guys.
They need your 5-hour energy, Merle. They keep it up all game.
Second and 9 from the 31-yard line. Klubnik dropping back. Good protection. Fires underneath to the safety valve of the 35 and up to the 40, maybe the 41-yard line. Going to be good for a first down. 10-yard pickup for the Chaparrals. Yeah. Nice down there by Jackson Oliver and friends.
So many weapons to choose from for Klubnik.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that 9-on-9 matchup all day long. Jackson Oliver, number 9 for the Vipers, and Jaden Greathouse, number 9 for the Westlake Chaparrals.
Klubnik, 147 out of 207, 2,486 yards, 34 touchdowns, with 2 interceptions on the season. Handoff up the middle and pushing the pile out to the 45, maybe the 46-yard line. About a 4-yard pickup. Going to bring up a second down and 6.
Yeah,
Kaiser again on the carry.
Scott, I think you heard that number 9, Jackson Oliver, is going to be shadowing his counterpart the entire game all over the field, no matter where he lines up. Is that correct?
We will find out. Get that inside scoop.
Two to the near side. Just sent away first quarter, no score. Gummick dropping back, looking downfield. Fires over to the left side. Got a receiver behind the defense. And caught. Did he stay in bounds? No, out of bounds. Great throw, great catch, but out of bounds.
Well, they're marking it down there, Merle. They're going to say he got a foot in.
I thought he flashed the incomplete sign. He must have been flashing the stop the clock sign.
Yeah, that time Griffin Schaefer just a little bit late getting off the hash to try to break that one up. But what a great catch.
Boy, he was wide open down there too. Jaden Greathouse on the reception. Hand off, Kaiser off left tackle. Breaks a tackle to the five and into the end zone. Touchdown, Westlake.
Impressive drive to start this game by Westlake.
Well, welcome to the deep end of the swimming pool. Westlake's good.
Yep.
We knew that already. Come
newsflash. Westlake pretty good.
Yep.
But it's always, as we always say, it's very interesting to see. You know, Coach Sanders will kind of take it all in, do his analysis, and make whatever adjustments he's got to make. So we'll see how they respond.
Mark Sayeg for the extra point attempt. The kick is up, and it is good. 9:55 to go, opening quarter. Chaparral's draw first blood. We'll take a break, see how the Vipers respond. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network. So Westlake drawing first blood, leading at 7-0. We'll see how the Viper offense responds. We have to adjust to something we haven't seen before, a television timeout. Every team gets one drive on the Vipers. Something you were just kind of alluding to a moment ago,
sort
Scott.
It takes them a little time just to take it all in and figure it out. The big play on that last drive, past the Greathouse, was kind of set them up well.
Westlake goes 8 plays and 80 yards.
Low line drive kick and fielded by Rajon Middleton at the 5 to the 10 to the 15 to the 20. He's got a pretty nice return out to the 24-yard line. That's where the Vipers will start their first offensive possession of the afternoon, led by junior quarterback Braden Buchanan. 162 out of 262, 2,897 yards, 42 touchdowns with 5 interceptions. Ryan Shepard at the start in the backfield. Good to see him back after being shaken up a little bit last week. Reese Beecham and Graylin Spring, the leading receivers, but the Vipers spread it out to 7 or 8 guys during the course of the game.
And they're going to need them all today.
Yes, they are. First down to the 24-yard line. They send Shepard in motion right to left. Trips to the near side. Buchanan fires over to left side. Oh! In and out of the hands, and it's intercepted.
Oh, boy.
Off the hands of Reese Beecham into a Westlake Chaparral. And the Vipers have won the turnover battle all season long, but Westlake has the early advantage. I think it was Jacob Leppold off the tip.
It was just one of those fluky plays. Throwing that in route to Beecham. Ball was there, and it just popped up and right into the hands of the Chaparral defender.
So I think they maybe had him bracket him a bit there. Underneath receiver, Scott, got in the way. Didn't deflect it, but it kind of took Beecham's eye off the ball. Maybe a little deflection. Oh, man.
Yeah, couldn't tell if he got a little piece of it as Buchanan's arm came back.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
And if it just kind of threw it off. Well, big opportunity for the Viper defense to try to stop the bleeding here a little bit.
2-yard pickup off the left side of the handoff to Kaiser. Going to make up a 2nd down and 8 from the 33-yard line. Viper defense going to be tested here with the short field down 7-0. Trips to the near side, 1 receiver wide right. Empty back set now. They're going to swing it out to the left side. Complete to Kaiser to the 35. Gets a block on the edge of the 30 to 25 and knocked down at the 22-yard line. Brought down there by Alex Foster, but the Chaparrals have moved the chains.
Yeah, well-executed play there. Just a quick bubble screen. Got good blocking on the perimeter by their receivers and picked up the first down.
Two receivers wide right, 2 to the near side. Clement going to keep it himself to the 20, bouncing to the outside of the 15, and knocked out of bounds at about the 11. But again, a 9-yard pickup, going to bring up a 2nd down and short.
I'll tell you what, number 9, Jaden Greathouse, is as advertised.
He's doing a really good job of blocking downfield, sustaining his block. Wouldn't be surprised if he'd get a yellow hanky out there. He looks like he's grabbing some jersey.
Keeping his hands inside.
Down, so first and goal, handoff off the left side, into the end zone, touchdown, Kaiser. If you're a Viper fan, this is a start that you feared.
Yeah, not the start you wanted. Not the kind of thing you could afford to do against the number 2 ranked team in the country. Tough start for the Vipers, so they just need to take a deep breath here and regroup.
Yep.
Settle down. Uncharacteristic turnover to start the game. First play. something we haven't seen too much from the Vipers this year. So let's reset. Get a drive going.
Sayeg drills it through. 9:03 to go first quarter. 14-0 Westlake. We'll take a break and try it again. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network. All right, the Vandegrift Vipers kind of putting themselves behind the eight ball early here, 14-0. That's the bad news. The good news is it's 9:03 to go first quarter. Plenty of time left. Just got to settle down and play Viper football now. Maybe Westlake will relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, this is the kind of thing that Westlake does to their opponents.
Yeah.
They put so much pressure on you with these big physical linemen, talent players all over the field.
And that line drive kick goes into and out of the end zone. The Vipers will take over first down from the 20-yard line.
So we've seen one grand total of one play from the Viper offense so far. So haven't even had a chance to establish any kind of rhythm there. But if they can put something together here, kind of let everybody settle in a little bit.
That's exactly right.
But sustain a drive.
Got to ride out the storm here. First down and 10 from the 25-yard line. Moving from left to right are the Vipers. Buchanan in the shotgun with two receivers wide left, two to the near side. Now this in Thomason in motion. Hand off up the middle. Shepard, nice hole. Puts his head down and pounds it out to the 30-yard line. Out to the 31. A 6-yard pickup. Going to bring up a second and 4.
Yeah, that's nice. Nice play on first down. Just start to get into that rhythm. Kind of spread him out and work the belly a little bit here, Hank.
Trips now wide left, one to the near side. Give it to Shepard again off right side. This time he's got the first down and more out to the 37-yard line.
Good-looking run, and the big boys up front are doing the job for the
Vipers.
Yeah,
doing a nice job.
Just like they have been all year. It's that same five, the usual suspects. That time they were going behind the right side, Luke Collins and Kevin Corcoran.
Ben Rose on the stop of the Chaparrales. First down and 10 Vipers. The first down of the afternoon. Ball at the 37-yard line. One receiver to either side. Double tight end set. Shepard lined up in the pistol behind Buchanan. He's going to get the carry on the left side. Cuts it back up and hit at about the 39-yard line. Gain of about 3 on the play. Going to bring up a second down and 7 from the 40.
Yeah, forward progress looks like he got hit pretty hard there at the end of that play. But forward progress, almost 4 yards on first down, which is nice. Good spot, actually. Got a pretty favorable spot.
To receive a split to either side. Buchanan dropping back. Looking good protection. Now breaks down. Ball came out, but the Vipers fall back on it. Saving the possession that time for Vandergift was Luke Collins falling on the football, but a big loss back to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, I think that was number 90, Ethan Burke, that time getting in on Buchanan.
Boy, he's a handful on that left defensive inside.
Yep.
He's long and strong, and, man, he gets off the ball quickly.
Third down to 14 from the 33. Looking for a clutch pickup here. One receiver wide left, trips to the near side. Buchanan dropping back, looking downfield. Fires going forward, and it throws that one towards the sideline. The receiver broke off the route.
Yeah, just a little mix up on the communication there. Looked like Middleton broke off his route, and Buchanan was expecting him to continue down the sideline. So Vipers are forced to punt here.
Well, this is something we haven't seen from the Vipers too much this year also, Scott, is a little miscommunication there between the quarterback and receiver. Normally we're in better sync than that, and so again, just this pressure of this big game and the pressure of this big Westlake team. I mean, you're out there looking at them, even from afar, they're just big.
Oof.
And almost blocked.
It
was blocked. And going to be fielded there at the 32-yard line.
Yeah, it was a low snap.
Yeah, it kind of went hopped Hudson Lee.
Yeah.
By the time he could get it out of there, the ball was blocked.
Yeah, low snap and just had no chance. So here we go again with a giving Westlake excellent field position to start yet another drive.
Caden Bonig with the block. And they're starting another drive deep in Viper territory, this time at the 35-yard line, almost where they had it after the interception last time. So two receivers right, one to the near side. Ball on the far hash. Klubnik rolling to his left. Now stops, center fires over the center field. Got a receiver wide open, caught. Broken up at the last second.
Wow.
That was a touchdown, but it was broken up at the last second, second down.
Andrew Scott.
Yeah, Andrew Scott did a nice job because he was open. Came to him a little bit late, but did a nice job of breaking that up.
Whew. Breathe a sigh of relief for your Vipers.
Incompletion by contact.
Yeah.
That time by Andrew Scott.
Just a nice roll to his left and then coming back across the field to the deep post and
Second down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Clement going to keep it himself and drug down from behind after a short gain of about 2 yards on the play. Nice job there by Max Yule to wrap him up and drag him down. The Viper defense, third down and 8 coming up.
Sterling Emerson also lending a hand there, Merle. And the Vipers are looking pretty stout up front. We're seeing a lot of different blitzes, stunts, different defensive alignments. Dives in different gaps.
Yeah, Klubnik's another guy you gotta deal with.
Yeah.
You know, you can stop the run at the point of attack, but then he pulls it. He's so mobile.
Trips here to the near side, one wide right. Third down and 8 from the 33-yard line. Klubnik dropping back. Pressure coming from the edge. Forces him to step up, and he's going to go down.
Big play by the Viper D right there.
That was a huge play. A sack back to the 35-yard line. A loss of 2, fourth down and 10.
That's number 6, Max Yule again.
They brought pressure.
I'll tell you what, ever since he took that late hit against Steele, he just seems like
playing with a different fire, angry.
Yeah, he's turned his volume up.
So here we go, fourth down.
Yeah,
four down
no
territory.
Man's land. Fourth and 10 from the 35. Trips to the near side, one wide right. Vipers fans making noise across the way looking for the stop. Klubnik dropping back. Pressure coming again from Yule. And he's going to go down again. Yule and Sterling Emerson with the sack, and the Viper defense comes up huge.
Griffin Schaefer coming off the corner, too, from the backside, and that's the quarterback's responsibility to pick that up. He came late. So bringing two
Schaefer,
guys.
Yep. I thought it was 47. It was actually 4, Griffin Schaefer.
Yeah, huge play.
That's a great concept right there. You're bringing a blitz from the same position. Got to count for 2 defenders. Good concept right there.
Yeah, and you just have to get there. You got to get there.
Had to run a long way as Klubnik was rolling to his right.
Don't look now, but it's our best field position of the afternoon. First and 10 at our own 41-yard line, moving from left to right. Vipers break the serve of the Chaparrales, trying to answer back now. 2 receivers to the near side. Play action, pass over here to the near side, caught by Graylin Spring. That steps out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. Gain of about 3 on the play. Going to bring up a 2nd down and 7 from the 44.
Nice catch by Spring. He had to extend his long frame all the way out there to get that long throw and got his feet in.
They gave him 2, so 2nd and 8 from the 43. 5:45 to go, first quarter, down by 14. Hand off Shepard. Looking for running room left side, and can't break free. He's going to go down to 41, back to the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up a 3rd down and 10.
I tell you what, these two defensive ends, Hank, for you got Ethan Burke on one side, you got number 91, Colton Vasek on the other. Those guys really set the edge well. It'd be tough to break contain.
I'll tell you what, they are a really fundamentally sound football team, the Shaps are, when it comes to tackling. You know, normally we see the Vipers ranking pretty high in that in these games, but no many yards after contact.
Empty back set of the St. Shepard in motion. 2 receivers to either side. Actually, 3 here on the near side. And a timeout. Timeout going to be taken by Wessick. Let's take it with them. Vanderbilt Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network. 3rd down and 10. Ball spotted just across the 40-yard line for the Vipers, moving from left to right after the timeout. Vipers are ready to go. Now they get the okay. Here we go. 1 receiver wide left, trips to the near side. Send Beecham in motion to line up in the right slot. Buchanan dropping back. Quarterback draws. Got some running in 45. He's got the 1st down or more across the 50. The helmet comes flying off. But it's a 15-yard pickup and a Viper 1st down.
Yeah, that's a good tough running by Braden Buchanan. Quarterback draw all the way that time, Hank. And it just sort of parted. Had him nicely spread out and well blocked in. Buchanan, maybe not the fastest guy in the field, but boy, he's a tough runner. He picked up some tough yards.
Yeah, we don't ever see Braden Buchanan going down or a slot, quarterback
Yeah, he's a baseball player, so he should know how to slide, but he doesn't do it very often.
He doesn't do it very often. Boy, great time, great big time job that time by the center, Ethan Barnard. Buchanan just kind of got in his back pocket. And
2 helmets came off on that play. The Westlake tackler's helmet came off and Buchanan's helmet came off.
And the Vipers going to have to take a timeout because Buchanan's helmet came off. He would have to come out of the game unless they burn a timeout.
Yeah, well, or you could have Reese Beecham in there, which is what they were lined up to do. But I think Coach Sanders said, hey, look, good time for us to catch our breath.
Right.
Just picked up a huge 1st down, now in Westlake territory. Let the quarterback get his helmet back on and regain his senses and keep the drive alive.
I like the response, though. You get the stop on 4th down. You pick up a big 3rd down. You're in Westlake territory for the first time this afternoon. If you're the Vipers, you're kind of thinking, okay, now we got a football game here.
I'll tell you what's going on in the trenches is the Vipers are winning their fair share of the battles. We've seen a couple of pancakes from the Westlake offensive line, but in the last series, I saw big number 18, our tight end, Landon Thompson, got a pancake against a defender. Ian Reed doing his usual job over on that left-hand side. The Vipers are – it's a real proper iron tire and iron fight at the line of scrimmage. So the Vipers are holding serve at the line of scrimmage. You got to continue, I think, to pound the football a little bit.
And if you slow down that pass rush, it's coming off the edge. you know, those two DNs. Those are the guys that are, if anybody's getting back there to harass Buchanan, you know, it's Burke and Vasek, the two defensive ends.
Boy, another comparison that is worth mentioning, guys, is look at the size of that Westlake squad. We haven't seen any team this year with as many players on the sidelines as the Vipers, but the Westlakes looks like they've got about the same number.
We're dressing them all.
Yep.
So here we go. First and 10, Vaniger from the Westlake 45-yard line, moving from left to right. One receiver wide left, two to the near side. Buchanan, handoff Shepard right up the gut, and he's going to put his head down and plow down to the 41-yard line, four-yard pickup.
I like what they're finding, right?
Yeah.
You know, right up the gut there, that attacking that A and B gap. Hank, and picking up first four or five yards on first down.
Juan Gutierrez did a nice job on that play, the left guard.
I was listening to a little bit of Hill broadcast last night. They quoted the legendary coach Jerry Vance, if I get 3 yards every play, I'm going to score a touchdown.
That's right. No such thing as a punt.
That's right. Second down and six from the 41-yard line. Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Low snap, handoff Shepard left side, and he's going to make a second effort down to the 40. To pick up one, a hard-earned yard there, brings up a big third down for the Vipers. Third and five from the 40.
Manageable down and distance here, Scott. You got a variety of options that you can attack with right here.
Staying on schedule and, you know, third and five. Don't get behind the chains, not against this defense. Don't let those DNs pin their ears back and
bringing in a
rush your passer.
Bringing in a second tight end, Charlie Oliver, so you got two of them in the game. Lined up as wingbacks.
One receiver split out to either side. Buchanan trying to draw him with the hard snap count. It doesn't work. Good discipline by the Westlake defense.
Five on the play clock.
Just get it off. Play action. Buchanan dropping back. Now rolling to his right. Fires over to the right side. Cut. Breaks the tackle. Out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Graylin Spring, a clutch reception. First down, Vandegrift.
Yeah, second best clutch reception for Graylin Spring so far in this game. Not only that, ended up breaking the tackle.
Right.
Which is probably what he needed to do in order to pick up that first down.
Well, and I'll tell you what, those two tight ends, Scott, on that play were blocking, so just a little extra time to take the, the bite out of that rush from those defensive ends.
A little extra, you know, max protection. Wouldn't be surprised to sneak one of those tight ends out later in the game, Hank.
Right.
We'll see how that gets set up.
First down at the Chaparral 31-yard line. Hand off Shepard. This time met in the backfield. Did manage to fall forward to the 30-yard line. But a pretty good open field tackle there by Brett Mays, a junior defensive lineman. Second down and nine from the 30.
Yeah, man.
He shot that gap there.
These guys are well coached. I'll tell you what. Unbelievable
that
penetration
red makes
there.
Them look bigger, too.
Yeah, they got a different battery of defensive ends right now. You can't tell the difference. I mean, it's it's some fresh horses in the game.
Second and nine from the 30. Ball in the near hash. Vipers moving from left to right. Thomason moves across the formation. Lines up on the left side. Now they're going to hand it off to Shepard, and he is going to pick up about three, maybe four. Good second effort, pushing the pile down to the 26-yard line. Vipers win the rugby scrum, brings up another third and five.
I love how hard he runs.
Yep.
He's dragging defensive linemen that probably outweigh him by about 50 pounds.
Third down and about five from the 26. Alex Witt in the ball game lines up on the right side. Now they go empty back set. Pump fake. Now they hand it off underneath to Coleman. The 25 to the 20, and drug down at the 19-yard line. But what a play by the Vipers on a little counterplay from right to left to Coleman.
Yeah, not one we've seen so far this year. So a new wrinkle.
Well, that's a really well-designed play.
I always love Blake Mauser's creativity as an offensive play caller and designer. I mean, that was the thing of beauty. And I tell you, Miles Coleman was a step away from taking that out of the house.
Yeah. Pre-snap movement, moving guys all over the place, getting the eye discipline for the Westlake Chaparrals. Get him to lose focus a bit, and then that misdirection was beautiful. Two fakes there.
Yeah, kind of set up a bubble screen to the right and hand an inside counter to the left to Miles Coleman.
Thompson coming in motion now. Three receivers right side. Buchanan drop it back. Oh. Whistles blow, and I think the Vipers may have jumped.
Either jumped or too many guys moving.
That'll be a five-yard penalty. Push it back. Make it first and 15 from the 23. 1:50 to go, first quarter, down 14-0. Vipers trying to get on the scoreboard here with a nice drive.
Boy, Miles Coleman's made some really big plays this year. He's a difference maker, very dynamic. And then that was a really big play right there on third
huge
down.
Huge first down.
So first and 15, ball on the far hash from the 23-yard line. Sun peeking out through the clouds. Just a beautiful day here in Austin. Hand off Shepard, up the middle, breaks a tackle.
You know, and just another, not letting, another that's flag. That same, you know, Beecham was coming on the shift, and they just didn't allow him to get set. So They're going to get another false start penalty here. Illegal shift.
Illegal shift, yeah.
So that's, you know, part of this, you know, the crowd, the noise, just got to let everybody get set, and they didn't happen that time.
So the task is a little tougher now, first and 20 back of the 28.
Well, you said it, Scott, about Coach Mauser's creativity. We've seen so many different formations already, different precepts, pre-snap sets, a lot of things going on, a lot of things for the defense to keep track of.
Yeah, this is the kind of game in the time of the year. You're not going to save anything.
Right.
Nope.
Coming up at the one-minute mark, two receivers to either side. Buchanan dropping back, looking, hit as he throws it. And that's going to be picked off there at the 13-yard line. I think the receiver fell down.
Well, the ball was tipped in the air and just kind of affected the throw there. And it just floated.
Yeah, it was hit as he threw it.
And the receiver didn't even see the ball.
Didn't see it, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right, Merle. I think the receiver fell down on that play.
So a tough break for the Vipers, but good-looking drive. They know they can move the football. The defense needs to come up with another stop here.
At least they flipped the field. Will Courtney with the interception. Westlake will take over first and 10 at their own 13-yard line.
Well, they put 10-play drive together, guys, and ate up a bunch of time on the clock. Moved the ball about 50 yards.
And should be having a little sort of talk amongst themselves about how the Vipers stopped the Vipers on that drive, not the Chaparrals.
So here comes Klubnik and company under a minute to go first quarter. Hand off. Left side, and he is going to get it out across the 15, maybe to the 16-yard line, about a 3-yard pickup on the carry.
We've seen Coach Sanders and his teams have responded to adversity ever since we've been watching him. So here's your back's up against the wall a bit.
Yeah, just got to try to settle in here. Got to demystify what they were doing to start the game and play your game.
Trips into the near side, second down and 7. Klubnik dropping back, looking. Flushed out of the pocket, rolling to his right. He's got some running room. Fires over to the right. Almost intercepted.
Whoa.
Wow, in and out of the hands. I think that was that Clayton Moore?
Yeah, sure it was. Clayton Moore, 13. And, you know, those are ones you got to come up with because Klubnik's not going to give you those.
I think it's past the line of scrimmage, actually. They might be talking about that.
Yeah, I think you're right, Merle.
I think they just dropped the flag. Good eyes on that one.
That's going to be a loss of down, I believe. Is that a loss of down penalty?
Yep.
Good eyes there, Merle. I was thinking the same thing.
All right.
And I was really surprised he didn't pull that down and run it.
Yeah, he had some green. It looks like he could have run for the first down.
Yeah, he was 2 yards past the line of scrimmage when he threw that ball.
20 seconds on the clock. It's going to bring up a third down at about 11 from the 13.
Yeah, big play here. And we'll see what kind of pressure the Viper defense dials up here. Drew Sanders can find ways to...
Klubnik in the shotgun. Third down at 11. Dropping back. Straight drop inside the 5. That's got to be a hold. Looking for the flag. I don't see one yet. Klubnik making a move. The 15 to the 20, 25 up the far sideline to the 30. To the 34-yard line and out of bounds.
Boy, oh boy, what a move by Cade Klubnik. Yeah. You see why he is such a special player.
Wow.
Viper defender, you know, had an opportunity to get him in the open field. It was one-on-one. You're on an island, and he just shook him.
I'll tell you what, that's breaking the ankles.
Yep.
I was looking for a flag. I thought there was a hold.
On the replay, it looked like a pretty clear hold to me. You know, we are partisans up here, but.
Yeah. First down, Chaparrals at their own 34-yard line. They pick it up on third and long. Hand off around the left side, trying to get the corner turn to the 35, to the 40, up to the near sideline, 45. Kaiser to the 50 and out of bounds at the 42-yard line. And stops the clock with 1 second to go in this opening quarter.
Alex Foster, number 20. Delivering a wallop right there. That's a nice-looking hit. Exchanged addresses and pleasantries. The two players got up.
One second left. I think the clock is just going to come out or wind down here.
Yeah, well, I think that once they get through, they stopped it because he went out of bounds, but.
Coming over the sideline.
Well, they're about to get a delay of game here.
Yeah.
Because I think they thought that the clock had run out. It had Waterboys running out there. They're going to have to call timeout.
And that's what Klubnik does. Yeah. And there's confusion there by Westlake not knowing the situation. A rare mistake by the Chaparrals. 1 second left. Chaparrals have to burn a timeout. But they're on the move again. And the Vipers had him pinned down deep.
Yeah, they had him. But that's, you know, that just when you have a quarterback like that who can make a play, I mean, everything's covered up. The coverage was good.
Yep.
They flushed him out of the pocket. They got good pressure. But he was able to escape it and then make one guy miss and pick up the first down.
Well, I tell you what,
it's tough to defend.
Yeah,
that.
Like you said, Scott, they did everything right on that play. Just a great individual effort by Klubnik.
Well, coming into the game, 7 yards per carry on the ground, 11 rushing touchdowns. You can kind of see why.
Yep. I guess Coach Sweeney has a reason to be here.
Dabo Sweeney's like he's liking what he's seeing so far from his commit.
Vipers fans not as thrilled.
No, but boy, I tell you what, the Viper fans really turned out. It's
a great
turnout.
Unbelievable sea of white over there.
And they've been vocal.
Yes, they have. Student sections looks really good, too.
Viper band across the way. Sound like you're in your living room. We got there at the school to meet up to come down here, and they were loading up the semi. Talk about a major military operation.
Yeah, I see like about 30 buses there to kind of get the...
How appropriate is it for them to play this song?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about well thought out.
Yeah.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Boy, the Vipers need to come up with another stop here just to try to keep this thing within reach.
All right, 1 second left. First down and 10 for Westlake from the Viper 41-yard line. One receiver wide right, two to the near side. Vipers need a turnover. Klubnik, handoff. Kaiser up the middle and is going to pick up about 3 yards on play, and that is going to be the end of the first quarter. Not really dominated by Westlake, maybe a little bit, but the Vipers some uncharacteristic penalties and mistakes, and they find themselves in the short end of a 14-0 score at the end of one. We'll take a break and be back for quarter number two, Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. All right, teams have flipped sides. Westlake now moving from left to right as the sun has burned through the clouds here at DKR Texas Memorial Stadium. Moreau Bertrand, Scott Schafter, Hank Hudson here in the booth. Zach Lucero down at the sidelines. Second and 7 from the 38-yard line of Vandegrift. Westlake with the snap up the middle, and it's going to be Kaiser looking for running them to the 35. Nice hold to the 30. Breaking the tackle, 25. Inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line. First down, Westlake.
Yeah, just ran through some arm tackles there.
Well, I'll tell you what, this Westlake
had it well blocked on the edge.
This Westlake team is as good fundamentally as any team we've seen in a long time. Just how they're sustaining the blocks, moving upfield. Vipers having a hard time getting that separation once some of those big meat hooks get on them.
Griffin Schaefer coming off the field a little shaken up. We'll keep an eye on that. First down and 10 at the 16-yard line for Westlake in the shaded part of the field now. Hand off right side, trying to get the corner turned, and
gets
struck down from behind. Beautiful job there by Sterling Emerson, I believe.
It's Oliver
Yendo.
Oliver Yendo.
Nice to see him get loose there. Just not allow the ball carrier to break contain.
Great job by number 42. He's a Vandegrift record holder, guys. 3 fumble recoveries in one game.
Yeah.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
Those records is probably going to last for a long, long time.
Probably so. I'd like to see him get another one right here.
Yeah,
I would too.
It would be huge.
Second and 10 from the 16, just sent away second quarter. Klubnik, handoff, no play action. Fires over to the right side, complete to the 10, and he's going to be dropped right there at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, good coverage by Clayton Moore right on top of that. And got a little cleanup that time by Braden Holter, number 29, who's now in the game.
Great job right there, guys, of not allowing any yards after catch. Viper is swarming to the football as usual.
Or was that
20? Pierce Turner on the reception. Gain of about 4. Third down and 6 from the 12-yard line. Handoff Kaiser up the middle to the 5. Pushing inside the 5 down to the 3. That's going to be good for a first and goal, Westlake.
That play's been effective for them in the red zone.
Yeah. Westlake knocking on the door again. Vipers need a turnover here. First and goal from the 4. Moving from left to right. 2 receivers wide left. 1 on the near side. Kaiser. Up the middle and stacked up there after a gain of about 2. Going to bring up a 3rd and 2, or a 2nd and goal from the 2.
Vandegrift doing a good job up front, winning their fair share of battle. It's just the war of attrition.
Yeah, not making it easy on them, but Westlake's finding ways to make plays when they need to convert, keep the chains moving.
Second down, a goal from the 2.
Another impressive drive.
2 receivers to the right. Nobody split wide left. Kaiser lined up to the right side of Klubnik. High snap, handoff. Nope, Klubnik's going to keep it himself and walks into the end zone untouched. Nice play fake, and the Vipers bid on it, and it's 20-0 Westlake.
Well, that was very methodical, guys. They got 9 plays, and it looks like 87 yards.
But if you're on that Viper sideline right now, you're thinking, okay, two interceptions, a block punt, more penalties than they're used to having in one game, and one, you know, in one quarter plus a couple of minutes here. And, yeah, they're down 21-0, but they can sort of turn around, start playing Viper football. They do have a lot of time and the opportunity to get back in this thing, but that's time to flip the switch right now.
Yeah,
exactly right, Scott. It's actually one fumble, a blocked punt, and interception on their three possessions so far this half, and that's not something we've seen from the Vipers this year.
Yeah, forgot the fumble, so we got a fumble in there. We got
I hate to bring it up.
Punt, two picks. I mean, holy cow.
I hate to bring it up, but we've been here before.
Yeah.
This is exactly what happened against Round Rock, and the Vipers were one bad snap away from maybe coming back in that one. Now, this is Westlake and not Round Rock, but they've got to draw on that experience and remind themselves, we've been here before. We came back before. We can do it again.
Yeah, really important here to sustain a drive and find a way to put some points on the board here.
That last drive, they were marching down the field, took 10 plays, moved the ball three-quarters of the way across the field, so just need more of that.
Yeah, had a procedure penalty and a legal shift.
Yeah.
You just can't go first and 20 against Westlake. And then, again, got pressure.
10:04 to go first half, down 21-0. Vipers set to receive the kickoff going from right to left. The three return men standing back in the shadows, kind of angling out in a V from the pylons to about the 30-yard line. Picture the state capitol looking like that. That's kind of what it looks like.
Well, that Viper band just sounds awesome.
Yes, they do.
The acoustics in here are pretty special, I think.
Kickoff from the 40. Low kick on the ground. Going to be fielded right there by Coleman up to the 10 to the 15. And going to be knocked down at about the 19-yard line is where the Vipers will take over. First down and 10 with 9:58 to go in the first half. Got to get something going here.
Yeah, not time to panic. You know, keep working again. The things that you're doing are working. You just got to try to eliminate the mistakes. Those are so costly in a game like this one against a team like Westlake. So they can find some rhythm here, Hank. And love what they've been doing running the football to start some of these drives. Empty backfield this time, so.
Another,
see what they go with.
Another unique formation, I think. Yep. Three by two.
And now they're sending a man in motion. That is Coleman. And quarterback draw up the middle. Buchanan is going to be drug down from behind. Didn't manage to pick up about 3 yards on the carry. Going to bring up a second down and 7.
Kept that, took a pretty good hit, but good hard run by Braden Buchanan up the middle.
With Bostic again on the stop for the Chaparrales. Second and 7 from the 22. Two receivers right, two to the near side. Shepard lined up in the backfield with Buchanan. Buchanan dropping back. Good protection. Fires over the center. Ball deflected and incomplete. Trying to get it to Coleman over the center. He was open. But again, somebody getting a big meat hook on that one.
Getting a push up front. Yeah.
That's a good job of coaching. Yeah. So that's by design. You've got a lineman who's maybe playing a little bit further back, perhaps to defend against a screen pass or a draw. You know, taught to get your hands up in the air and deflect. They're plenty long and plenty tall.
Big third down coming up here. Need to pick it up. Third down and 7 from the 22. Two receivers right, two to the near side. Empty back set now as Shepard lines up in the left slot. Buchanan dropping back, looking downfield, firing over to the left side, and ball's intercepted at the 35 to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, and going to be knocked out of bounds at the 14-yard line. Buchanan making the tackle, but that's not the position you want him to be in.
Yeah, just tried to force that one, throw it into way too much traffic.
Yeah.
Wheels coming up off a bit,
gentlemen,
for the Vipers. You know, this is an output we haven't seen this year. Three interceptions, a block punt. A block punt due to a low snap.
Yeah, just not playing Viper football. And, boy, this is the last team in the world you're going to afford to turn in that kind of a performance against.
So first down, Chaparrales at the 13-yard line. Two receivers wide left, two to the near side. Kaiser up the middle, and not much to do. Brooks New inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line. Didn't look like much, but he somehow squirted through that and picked up 8 yards on the play, second and 2 from the 5.
Well, you get the sense, guys, watching this game, that Vipers aren't far from being able to sustain some drives. You're playing some good defense in spots. And Westlake's coming at you from all different directions.
Hand off Kaiser. Nope, it's Klubnik himself. Stiff arm and tripped up out of bounds at the four-yard line. Clayton Moore saving the edge that time. Going to bring up a third down. Might have had enough of the first down. We'll see.
Another reason they're looking so good is the starting field position. They started the plus 35, the plus 35, and now the plus 14.
Yeah, you make it easy on the number two ranked team in the country, number one team in the state. Not a recipe for success.
Right.
So.
Did pick up the first down, so first and goal at the three. Klubnik in the shotgun. Hand off Kaiser. And
good stop.
He's going to get down to about the one, maybe the two. Picked up a yard, down to the two. Second and goal from there. Host of Vipers in on the stop. Damian Wimberly getting up from the bottom of the pile. Yule. Clock rolling, 8:20 to go first half, 21-0 Westlake. One receiver wide left, two to the near side. Kaiser lined up to the left side of Klubnik. Going to get the carry off right tackle, breaks one tackle, trying to get the corner turn, and he gets into the end zone touchdown.
Yeah, Vipers had it stopped, just did a nice job of bouncing it outside. And then for another score.
Vipers did a good push, like you said, Scott. But, you know,
now things are getting a little chippy down there.
Number 33, he's
and
only
and flags are coming out, so
only a
Vipers
sophomore.
Need to sort of maintain their composure here.
Yep. Fish is quickly coming in and separating the teams.
Does he not have his helmet on? Well, like you said, Scott, this isn't what we need to do right now at this point of the game. Just kind of keep your composure. Put something together. See what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of just have to chip away. You know, chip away. See if you can get yourself back in this. Going to need some big plays along the way. But
right.
One good outcome.
Stop the bleeding a bit here.
Yeah. Get one good outcome followed by another. Let's see what the officials have to say about all the extracurriculars.
I'm surprised the Vipers are going to get a flag here based upon the skirmish.
All right, here's the call. Or not. He's going to go talk to the other side of the field.
Boys will be boys.
That was a put a little psych on us there.
Yeah.
Faked us out. The referee wants to give some kind of explanation to Coach Sanders about what went on down there. Credit to the referees for, you know, taking the time to explain thoroughly what's going on.
It also allows time for everybody to cool down.
Yeah, just everybody sort of calm down, take your time. But, you know, the shame of it is, you know, you'd really like to see how Vandegrift would match up with Westlake. We haven't seen that yet because it has not been the Viper team that we have come to know and love here. Just way too many self-inflicted wounds here in this first half. And Westlake makes you pay.
Oh, yeah.
At this level, you're going to get punished. Here we go.
Yeah. That's what I was afraid of.
You get two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. And again, that's very uncharacteristic of a Viper football team. So you lose your cool.
Well, that's a learning moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's only a junior, so he'll be back.
So the unsportsmanlike called on T.J. Shanahan for Westlake and two on Wimberly, the second one for removing the helmet. So unfortunately, he will have to sit out the rest of the afternoon here. That's a big loss for the Viper defense. It's already struggling to contain Westlake.
Yeah, they're shorthanded because of some injuries, too. We've seen some guys come off and not come back. So Viper's definitely up against it here. And, boy, they need to get your offense on track here in a hurry.
Extra point was good. 8:02 to go. Let's take a break. Reset the ball. Game down 28-0. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network. Beautiful afternoon. Beautiful stadium. Great environment. Rough game so far for the Vandegrift Vipers, down 28-0 with 8:02 to go first half. There are no 28-point comebacks in high school football. You got to get them 3, 6, or 7 at a time, guys.
And they don't do a running clock after 28 points in high school like you do in Pop Warner. So
plenty of
Vipers
time
have plenty of time.
Plenty of time left. Just one good outcome followed by another one. You know, we've seen some drives. They've had a 5-play drive, a 10-play drive. Just need to put it all together.
Kickoff. Hit in the air this time. Rajon Middleton is going to let that one roll into and out of the end zone. That's a frustrating thing. They've been able to move the football. They just can't get out of their own way here.
Well, what do you got? Like, if you count the block punt, 5 turnovers in the first half. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah.
You're not going to beat many teams making those kinds of mistakes.
All right, it's a big moment right now.
Yep.
Need to come out and put something together.
First down, Vipers moving from right to left from their own 25-yard line with two receivers wide right, one of the near side. Buchanan with Shepard lined up to his right. Thompson comes in motion left to right to settle in on the right slot. Ball in the near hash. Working out of the shade, hand off Shepard. Nice hole and closes quickly, but does manage to pick up about 3 yards on the play to bring up a 2nd down and 7.
We bring a great point there, Merle, about the hole closing quickly. That's one thing about this Westlake defense. You see there's a crease in there, then Ryan Shepard's running into it, but it just the linebackers are just
such
a great
they're
job.
They're stout. They just, you know, and it's almost like they just read and react really quickly, Hank.
Yeah.
Byers Petty slamming the door that time. 2nd down and 7 from the 28. Two receivers wide right, two to the near side. Empty back set. Coleman comes in motion left to right. Low snap. Buchanan goes and gets it. Quarterback draw and steps out of the first guy. Can't get through the second one. Get to the 30-yard line. Gain of 2 to bring up a 3rd and 5. He took a shot.
Yeah, another big hit there. Buchanan trying to get a couple extra yards there, but got turned around and hit hard. So 3rd and 5, big play. Try to keep this drive alive.
Yep.
Vipers going out of a huddle and calling a play on the wristband, it looks like, Scott.
3rd down and 5 from the 30. Trips to the near side. Nobody split wide right. Now they shift the formation, put Coleman out wide to the right with Beecham lined out even wider. So 2 to either side. Buchanan in the shotgun dropping back. Fires over the center field. Incomplete. Had him open at the 50. Coleman laid out right there in the Longhorn and seeing the midfield. Just couldn't quite haul it in, and the Vipers will have to punt it away.
Yeah, you know, had Miles Coleman tried to max protect that time and only had 2 guys out in the route. Miles Coleman, one of them running down between the hashes, but just a little bit too far.
Not much of a window to throw into there.
Yeah, 5 red shirts around it.
Yeah, the linebackers and DBs were all 5, 6 yards off the ball there.
It's interesting.
Andy Connor set to punt it away.
Yeah.
Good snap back this time, and it's blocked again.
Man, oh, man.
And it's going to be scooped up at the 20 to the 15 to the 10. That's going to be a touchdown. Keaton Kubeka recovers the block punt. And Westlake is rolling. I'm not so sure that Caden Bonin didn't get a 2nd block punt of the ball game.
Yeah, they just came through there, and just don't know if the protection, it just seemed like a complete and total breakdown.
Yeah.
3 guys there looked like in the rush. Westlake's really good. We got that figured out.
Well, guess what? There are also no technical knockouts in football. You got to keep playing.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get up off the stool, and you got to keep playing.
Good snap and hold. Kick is up. And Sayeg knocks it through. 6:37 to go first half. All Westlake right now, 35-0. We'll take a break and be right back. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network. Well, 6:37 to go first half. Vipers down 35-0. Arguably the best team in Viper program history. I don't remember a Viper team getting manhandled like this since back in those early days.
Yeah, there's, you know, you got to give credit to Westlake because they're, you know, they can just hit you from a lot of different angles. But I'm sure the coaches will tell you that this is not sort of representative
That's
of what
exactly
we're used
right.
to seeing in terms of Viper football.
The kickoff goes into and out of the end zone.
Whether the moment, you know, just got too wound up in the moment, but boy, mistakes from the get-go here that have just been killers. And
Westlake's just bringing it from everywhere. They're winning on defense. all the battles there, two defensive ends that are giving us a lot of trouble, having to go max protect, only two guys running in the routes, offensive line. We're having some success up there at the line of scrimmage, but, you know, interceptions, two block punts, and on special teams. And special teams, you know, an area where the Vipers have been dominating all year. We're losing the special teams battle tonight.
So first and 10 from the 25-yard line, moving from right to left. Buchanan, play action, rolling to his right, looking, fires over to the right side. Got a receiver over there. Griffin Schaefer out to the 35-yard line. Should be very near the first down
marker. Yeah, that's Grayland Spring on that one.
Or Grayland Spring, 11, I'm sorry.
But, got to keep fighting, right, Hank? I mean, this is one of those things you just got to dig a little deep, find out what kind of character your guys have
and
who's willing to continue to keep fighting.
Absolutely correct.
These are games that are not fun. And if you play football for any length of time, you are going to be on the wrong end of one of these at
right.
some point.
First and 10 out to the 36-yard line, gain of 11.
Wildcat
and
this
Wildcat
time.
To Ryan Shepard. He's going to put his head down and plow straight ahead out to the 38-yard line. A gain of 2, second down and 8.
Well, that's a great point, Scott, at every level of competitive football.
Hey, look, you got to take one of those woodshed kind of beatings every now and then to sort of appreciate.
Well,
successes in the sweeter times. But
one thing is for certain, the Viper program is on a very upward trajectory. And this is a team that's, you know, less than 10 miles away from the Vandergrift campus. We're going to be playing them again.
Yep.
We need to prove something for the rest of this half, the rest of this game.
Shepard lines up to the right side now. Buchanan dropping back, second and 8. Ducks away from the pressure, and he is going to go down at the 37-yard line, a loss of a yard. It'll go down as a sack. And Buchanan might be shaken up.
Yeah, he took another big hit at the end of that play.
Sure did.
Oh, right in the midsection.
I'll tell you what, that's a better outcome in terms of Braden's decision-making there.
Trying to force one into coverage. But he's still down. Hopefully just a wind knocked out of him. But
that's
very physical football game so far. A lot of hitting on both sides. And obviously Westlake getting the better of it so far.
Reese Beecham would probably move over to the backup position, although if they keep him in at receiver, it would be Hudson Uli. Buchanan's sitting up now, so hopefully.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
That is a good sign. There he goes.
I think you're right, Merle. He's got the wind knocked out of him.
Got hit right in the midsection, so. Walking off seems to be okay.
Yep. They gave him his helmet back. That's always a good sign. When they run off with your helmet, that's.
You know you're in trouble.
So 3rd and 9 coming up now from the 37-yard line. We'll see who comes in at quarterback for at least this one play. I would expect to see Beecham.
That would be my guess as well.
Yep, he's coming out of the
yep.
coming off the sideline. Middleton, Coleman, and Thompson line up to the left side. Now Thompson comes in motion, settles over to the right side. Reese Beecham in at shotgun. Low snap, dropping back. Rolling to his right, fires over to the right side, and poked away at the last second. Nice job coming in by Will Courtney.
Yeah, just really good coverage there. No separation, and Beecham got flushed from the pocket almost immediately, had to roll hard to his right. Just not a lot there. Really well played by the Westlake defense. And 4th, and Buchanan back in.
It's like he can't go pooch punt it.
Pooch punt it, and maybe that's the safest route to go. Takes a step back here, and that's what he's going to do, Merle, looks like, based on the depth of his.
That was blocked.
Gosh.
Even the push punt gets blocked.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he was quite deep enough. Maybe he needed to take another step back.
Yeah.
So having all kinds of trouble just getting a punt off.
From the left side. Man, oh, man.
Yeah. It's really interesting. All year we've seen Coach Sanders get pressure with the punt rush, you know, breaking down the film, finding maybe a soft spot. And maybe Coach Dodge is, you know, doing one of those.
Saw vulnerability there for sure. And boy, I just don't recall a Viper team ever struggling as much as they are right now to really execute in any phase of the game. Have shown signs, but just haven't been able to hold it together long enough on offense, defense, and special teams have.
So the Chaparrals
really
take
collapsed.
Over. First down and 10 to the Viper, 47-yard line. Handoff, left side. Bounce to the outside of the 40. Gets the corner turn to the 35. Stays in bounds to the 30-yard line. Gain of about 18 yards on the play from Jason Kaiser.
Yeah, just had the whole left,
you know,
kind
Kaiser.
Of left side of that Westlake line, and their perimeter guys just kind of caved in the right side of that Viper D line, and there was just plenty of room for him to run outside.
And we haven't seen him catch too many passes, or any passes, but Rhodey, that's number nine, Jaden Greathouse.
Yeah, since that first catch along the sideline in that first series. But
pretty good blocker.
Klubnik fires over to the right side, complete at the right slot, complete to the 25-yard line. Coming across the field, puts his head down inside the 20, stays on his feet, and pounds it down to the 12-yard line. What a run after the catch by Pierce Turner. And we got another Viper down in the backfield.
Yeah, he just ran over the Viper defender that time. And Vipers are starting to drop like flies out there. Not the man involved in the collision there. It's back in the backfield is where the player is down.
Trying to see who that is. I don't know if Hank could get a look.
I couldn't see. You know, Coach Sanders alluded to this in his pregame remarks. You know, why is Westlake got such a powerful tradition? They got really good players.
They sure do.
I mean, they're just big. I mean, I don't recall us being, you know, looking as small against other teams this year. This is one of the biggest teams the Vipers have ever had.
Yeah, just very physical.
That's Tucker Harrison down.
Grant Lindley, number 11.
Sack leader. He is sitting up. Gets to his feet.
He's coming
off. That young man has had 21 tackles for losses, 14 sacks on the season. Shaking up on that play. Westlake deep in the red zone again. First down and 10 at the Vandegrift of 12. 4:53 to go first half. Westlake up 35-0. One receiver left, two to the near side. Klubnik, handoff, Kaiser, trying to go right to left, cuts it up inside the 15 of the 10, cuts it up inside the 5, it's going to be down near the end zone. Did he get it in? Not quite, but it's going to be first and goal from about the 1.5 yard line.
Yeah, he's had a really nice first half.
He has.
Well, the Westlake opponents are going to be able to look at him for another 2 years after this one. He's only a 10th grader.
Yeah, I tell you what, this Westlake team is a sound from kind of top to bottom as any team that I can recall seeing. I mean, there's a reason they're on the kind of run that they are. And
right.
Have been dominant all season.
Kaiser handoff up the middle into the end zone and a touchdown, Chaparrales.
Well, 42-0 here at DKR. Not what anybody wanted to see, but, you know.
No, but I tell you what.
What a great season to get here.
Yeah, great season to get here. You know, the moment is a big one, and this opponent, pretty darn good football team.
Yes, it is. And the kick is up and good. 4:31 to go first half. Westlake up 42-0. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network. 4:31 to go first half, down by 42. I wish it was different, but it's not. If you're Vandegrift, you get the ball to start the second half. Just try to get a score. Try to get another score to start the second half and see what happens from there. Just looking to get back to playing Viper football to put on a show here for the folks.
Yeah, we talked a little bit off air about, you know, Vipers would certainly like to be playing better than they have in this first half, but based upon what we're seeing of this Westlake team, not sure that it would have mattered.
Yeah.
This team is stacked.
Yeah, they really are. It's shocking how good they are. Seeing them in person like this, they're big.
It's impressive.
Kickoff out of the end zone. Joe Longsworth writing this. Come on, Vipers, we can do this. One score at a time and some good defense. Viper Nation is proud of you boys. And he gives a shout-out to Zach Sarantakis on the email, voiceofthevipers@gmail.com. So first and 10, Vandegrift from their own 25-yard line, moving from right to left. Two receivers wide right, two to the near side. And off up the middle. Buchanan back in the ballgame. That's good to see. And a short gain of a yard, I believe, for Ryan Shepard. Going to bring up a second down and 9. He had some holes early, guys, but Westlake has kind of tightened it up a little bit. The running game is kind of shut down here for Vandegrift right now.
Well, you run the risk, guys, of getting really demoralized here. I mean, this is not a position the Vipers have been in recent memory.
Right.
Especially this year.
But as we said, got to keep fighting at this point. You know,
one play at a time.
Okay.
Witt comes in motion. Oh, and a bad snap. And that's a loose ball inside the 10, rolling inside the 5. Scooped it up by Westlake, and they're going to be down at the 1-yard line.
Not exactly what we had in mind.
No.
I'm not sure if it was I don't think it was so much a bad snap. It was a little low, and it just got to Buchanan so quickly. It wasn't ready for him.
And it's sort of been flirting with that all game. They've been kind of coming in a little hot, a little low.
Yeah. Wow.
That's number 97, Brett Mays. He's been a thorn in the Viper side all afternoon. But I think you're right, Merle. I don't think Braden was expecting that snap to come when it did.
At least not that quick. That looked like one of his fastballs right at the knees. Hand off up the middle into the end zone, touchdown, Westlake. Kaiser takes it in from 1 yard out. Every time the Vipers have made a mistake, Westlake has quickly capitalized.
Well, the Vipers have made a mistake on every drive. So
yeah.
It's, you know, you got an interception. Let's see, 3 interceptions and 3 blocked punts, yeah. And now a fumble.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that Coach Sanders is going to be most disappointed in. It's just the uncharacteristic mistakes. There are ones that, look, Westlake's a great football team, and they're gonna force you into some stuff.
Right.
And that's not going to be the issue. It's stuff that just plain and simple that the Vipers can execute in their sleep, and for whatever reason, it's not happening today. You know, some of it that, you know, that play was not forced by a play on the part of Westlake.
Right.
That was just a costly mistake.
Yeah,
the procedure penalties. That's not that's not on Westlake. Some of these other guys, physical plays, and you know, getting stuffed, and you know, guys making catches, those you can live with. It's the unforced errors that are the killers, and I think are going to be the biggest disappointment, because I think without that, you know, this is a much more intriguing football game.
Yeah,
the Vipers would be playing at the level that we're seeing from Westlake. That looks, you know, it looks unbeatable, but this would be a different football game if the Vipers had been playing Viper football.
Like you said, Scott, it might not make any difference in the outcome, but you don't want to see the continued shooting yourself in the foot.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to just come out and do something positive here, get to the halftime. I agree with you completely. I think Coach Sanders is just going to be concerned about all these outcomes that have been self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, people would ask me throughout the week, do the Vipers have a chance? And I said, they do, but they've got to play perfect. They've got to play the best game that they played all season. And it's been actually the mere opposite of that here today. Westlake is responsible for some of that, but this one's going to leave a sour taste in Vandegrift's mind for a long time.
And unfortunately, you got to live with this one for the entire offseason.
And for the seniors forever, unfortunately. Yep.
You know what they always say? Oh, gosh, much rather be on the wrong end of a blowout than lose by a point. I'm like, not me.
No.
not me, man. These are no fun at all.
That's not somebody who's played competitive football at a very high level. I mean, this is no fun for anybody down there right now on the Viper sideline. You know, again, just the nature of the way that things are happening. You know, who knows what the score would be if you didn't have all these miscues? Maybe the Shafts would be winning, but, you know, what would the margin be?
Yeah, the kickoff. Wide right of the goalpost.
Yeah. Like Westlake just having some fun now.
Yep. 3:46 to go first half. 49-0 Chaparrales.
You know, if you're Westlake, you know, you're looking at next week's opponent and saying, okay, Cade Klubnik may end up taking the fourth quarter from the bench, drinking some Gatorade.
Maybe
catching up with Dabo Sweeney a little bit.
Yeah. Coach Sweeney came all this way to see him play one half of football, I think.
I think he's seen enough.
Yeah. Trips wide right, first down 10 from the 25-yard line. Dropping back Buchanan. Under pressure, steps up through it. Bounce it to the right side, and he's going to go down to the 23-yard line. A loss of 2. Good coverage downfield. Good protection. Just nowhere to go with the football.
And nowhere to go with it. You know, that's the one. It's like, you know, first down, and there's really nowhere to go. And Braden, who's a really tough kid, takes another hit.
Yeah.
That might be one, you know, Hanky, you sort of float that one to your mom in the third row.
Yeah,
because you end up losing yardage and you take a hit.
No question on his toughness.
Yeah, no question about that at all.
And again, he's trying to run. He's trying to run upfield, put his shoulders down.
The pocket sort of collapsed immediately. He was able to step up, but the next wave was coming and nowhere to go.
Second and 12, back at the 23-yard line. Coleman comes in motion. Play action. Buchanan dropping back. Now rolling to his right, trying to buy some time. Flag comes down. It's going to be caught out there by Beecham at the 43-yard line, but it's coming back. Two flags down in the backfield. Got to make it second down and 22 from back at about the 13-yard line.
Hank, I'm looking at your stat sheet here, and there's just not a lot
good
stuff on that one.
No, but, I mean, the game is proceeding in a way. I mean, this is the eighth possession for the Vipers. I mean, it's not what we're used to seeing. Eighth possession with no positive outcomes.
Backs put to either side of Buchanan. Hand off up the middle. Shepard gets it across to 15. That's about it. Gain of about two. Going to bring up a third and 20 from the 15-yard line. 2:45 to go first half. I think what you're most disappointed about, if you're Vandegrift to Coach Sanders, is kind of like what you said earlier, Scott. They haven't played like the Vipers. They wanted to put on a good show. If they got beat, they get beat.
They wanted to put on a good show. You know, Westlake didn't get their best shot today.
Right.
Now, there's a whole other half to play, so they may see a little better representation of Viper football in the second half, but just all sorts of things going wrong and another tip ball.
Buchanan took another shot. Almost intercepted again.
Well, we heard Coach Sanders in the pregame remarks talk about the necessary soft skills that you have to have as a head football coach and keeping players motivated. So that's going to be a real test for him in this situation.
Can you regroup and, you know, get guys sort of playing for pride in the second half? Kind of see what happens when they execute in the way that they know how to execute. And look, these things can kind of snowball on you, and especially against a team like Westlake that can just run you out of the gym if you're not, playing your game.
It's a scary moment right now if you're the Viper fan. Going to punt it from about inside your own 5-yard line.
And here they come again.
And got it away clean. Dead Connor. Fair catch called for and made it to the 50-yard line.
Good punt.
Yeah. Hunter Luke, wide receiver, hauling into the midfield stripe with 2:07 to go in the first half.
Yeah, they're just coming right up the gut each time.
Yeah.
Whether it's a number situation but came close to getting that one too.
Yes, they did. They have a lot of big, fast guys wearing red down there.
Yeah, they're big and strong across the board.
First down, Chaparral's from the 50-yard line. Ball on the far hash, just atop Bevo's head on the far hash. One receiver wide left trips to the near side for Klubnik. Play action, fires over to left side, complete to the 45. And making the guys miss, cuts it back inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. 5-yard pickup turns into a 13-yard pickup for Westlake.
Jaden Greathouse on that one.
Well, I'll tell you what drives the nail home on that particular play is the fact that we're such a good tackling team, the Vipers. And he made two guys miss and miss bad there.
Yeah, miss. And they're quick and they're strong. And
Greathouse on the reception, 13-yard pickup. One receiver left, trips to the near side. Klubnik dropped it, picked it up. Now rolling to his right, looking downfield, fires over the middle. Got a receiver there at the 25-yard line. Good for the first down. It's Greathouse again, and he steps out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Alex Foster there to escort him out of bounds. But
he's a good
size
guy.
It's going your way. The ball bounced right back up to him.
Right to him, yeah. And I tell you, Greathouse has got some nice nice feet there. He's a good-sized guy, too.
49 catches, 871 yards coming into the season, 17.8 yards per catch.
Yeah, he's only a junior, so he'll be back for another year. He'll be on the radar screen for playing on Saturday.
Klubnik fires over to the right side.
Oh, wow.
Did he make the catch? Tippy toe inside the 10-yard line.
Just right on the money there.
Is that Turner that time?
Yeah, Pierce Turner.
Westlake's not done yet.
Nope. Klubnik looking very sharp.
Yep. First and 10, first and goal from the 9, 1:32 to go in the half. Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Klubnik, handoff Kaiser off right tackle, trying to get the corner turn. Stiff arm, and he squirts inside the 5 down to about the 3-yard line.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Kaiser. He's not a big guy, but have yet to see the first tackler get him on the ground.
Great balance.
Yeah.
Christian Davis there to finish it off, but a second ago from about the four.
Great balance, takes great care of the football. Low center of gravity. Squirts through there, looks like he's down, gets another 3 yards.
Kaiser, left side, this time going to be stacked up just shy of the goal line. Gained a yard of the play, going to bring up a third and goal from the two.
Yeah, just keeps his legs moving.
Jay Skoglund in on the stop that time. Who else gets up from the bottom of the pile? Yule. Yindo. Third and goal from the two. 40 seconds to go in this first half. Hand off. Nope, Clemens going to keep it himself, and he cuts it back up. He's not going to get there.
Good stop by the Viper.
Good stop by the Viper defense.
See, that's how you just keep fighting.
I'll tell you what, that's a really gutsy effort right over there by number 29. Is that Slater?
I think that's Holter, isn't it?
Holter?
Braden Holter.
Yeah. Braden Holter. Yeah. Great defensive effort right there. Don't you love to see the Vipers firing?
I'd love to see some fight here. And I mean, if there is such a thing as taking some momentum in the locker room when you're down 49 to nothing, but a goal line stand here could be just what they need, at least to come out and play Viper football in the second half.
So timeout taken by Westlake. A little sign of respect there. They want to get another score here before halftime.
And the Vipers are going to sell out to try to keep them from doing it. So
absolutely, I
am encouraged, Hank, seeing the fight still on that Viper side.
Absolutely.
And from
correct.
This defensive unit that's a little bit depleted. They've gotten some guys getting dinged up throughout the game. It's been a physical football game.
Saw guys flying to football the last couple of plays. I mean, it's a gutsy effort right here by this Viper D. I
want to remind you, don't miss the UIL Football State Championship starting Wednesday, December 15th at the AT&T Center in Arlington, Texas. Ticket information and more can be found at UILTexas.org. Fourth and goal coming up from the two. If you look up pride play in the dictionary, this is
it.
Ball on the short side of the field, two receivers to that side. Kaiser lined up to the left side of Klubnik. Handoff up the middle. He got into the end zone touchdown. Just a great push that time by the Chaparrals up front.
Westlake's going to get a flag there. Unsportsmanlike conduct, I believe. Referee coming over to explain it to Coach Todd Dodge. He looks back to the sideline. He looks very displeased.
He's like, guys, we don't need that right now.
Yeah.
Assessed on the kickoff. So the touchdown will count.
I would imagine he's going to have a bonus running opportunity.
Yeah, there will be some conditioning.
I'll have to consult the rule book here, but if they taunt on the end of a pass reception, they take the points off the board.
It was after the play.
After the play, post-possession. Extra point is good. 56-0. When you're down by 56, you're looking for anything you can get.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that, Merle. Yeah. Nice thinking, but yeah, that one's
Merle going into the encyclopedic memory banks to the rule book for UIL. I never will forget. I remember like it was yesterday when you pulled that running clock rule out of the rule book. I never even heard of that before.
Well, I hope we're not in that situation again. Yeah, I don't like being down 56-0, but you're in DKR, Texas, Memorial Stadium. This team, the coach isn't going to agree to a running clock.
You know, you've earned the right to be here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You've also earned the right to kind of go out on your own terms.
Right.
And I think Vipers just need to kind of flush this first half and approach the second half. It's like we've got one more half of football to play together as a football team.
Yep.
Seniors, you have one more half of football to play. We're at Darrell K. Royal Stadium. It's a glorious day. This is probably not going to end the way we all dreamed that it would when we woke up this morning, but you got one more half of football to play. And for a lot of these guys, that's it. So I wouldn't shortchange them one bit. Let's go play some.
Absolutely.
Go keep fighting. Let's play some football.
One of the things that has always impressed me so much about the Coach Sanders teams is they have so much fun when they're playing.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is not a fun situation, but we got to get back to having some fun on the sideline, having
loose.
Some fun on the field, and play loose. And, you know, his teams are known for that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to see from the Vipers in the second half. I'm a believer.
Kind of let some things hang out.
Yeah.
Let Coach Mauser sort of dig deep into his bag of tricks.
Yeah.
And you got nothing, you know, you got nothing to lose. Not saving it for anything. Now you're just playing for each other, and that's I think that's the important part.
You're getting beat pretty bad, but you're getting beat pretty bad by the two-time defending state champion in DK Texas R by God Memorial Stadium.
That's right.
I mean, I'm having a hard time envisioning a football team that's going to beat this Westlake team this year. So you're looking.
Yeah, I think it has to be one of those teams that's just completely different in terms of style. You know, they maybe just have so much speed all over the field that, you know, that becomes a different thing. They can hit a home run from anywhere. I think that's the only kind of team that is probably going to give these guys a hard time. But
kickoff's going to sail back to Coleman inside the 5. He'll return it. Why not to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, up the middle, 25, up into there at the 28-yard line. The Vipers have 18 seconds to work with.
Yeah, they're just so sound. You just watch them how they go down the field on kickoff coverage. And
everybody
in their lanes, Hank, and just nowhere to go. We'd love to see Miles Coleman kind of get loose so we could see him in sixth gear. We haven't had a chance to see that in a while since his punt return earlier in the season, which was a Viper first. So you think about all the cool stuff that's happened this year and the progress and to playing in a venue like this against a team like Westlake, which is a historically good football team.
Trips wide right, one to the near side, handoff up the middle to Shepherd. Across the 30 to the 32-yard line. You know, we talk about the big two, if you will, Westlake and Lake Travis. This Westlake team beat Lake Travis by about 35 points.
Yeah, they don't have too many losses like that over Lake Travis.
Yeah.
And Lake Travis is playing today, by the way.
Yes.
Well. And that's the end of the first half.
Whew. Man, oh, man.
Viper fans across the way still trying to give a rally to their troops as they head to the locker room, trying to regroup and figure out a way to come back and put together an effort that represents the Viper program. The crowd is about to be entertained by the national champion Viper marching band, but 56-0 your score. Not a whole lot you can say. I'm kind of curious what Coach says to Zach down on the sidelines.
I'll tell you what, I'm really impressed with the Viper fans right now. They're all standing in unison, a big cheer. You heard a big roar as the Vanderbilt Vipers are going off the field. That's a pretty classy effort by the Viper faithful.
Yeah, really good turnout and beautiful day. And like I think, you know, Coach is one of those guys, and we hear, you know, his message at the end of every game, you know, some of the stuff that's sort of bigger than football.
Right.
I think that's the kind of message that he's going to give to his team in the locker room today. Yep. It's one of those kind of life moments. And, you know, hey, look, let's go out and let's enjoy the second half together.
Yeah.
Let's do this. That, you know, those are some of the things that you'll remember. You know, when all is said and done, you're old, you know, old guys like us, those are the things that you're going to remember. Yeah, you're getting beat by a really good football team, but it's happening together. You're down there with your brothers, play for each other for one more half. See, and then, hey, whatever happens, happens, but let's play some Viper football.
That's exactly right. 56-0 your score here at the end of the first half. Westlake on top of the Vandegrift Vipers. We'll take an extended break. Be back to hear from Coach. Some of the halftime festivities here from DKR, Texas Memorial Stadium. Get you caught up on the few other scores going on in the area, what happened last night. And we will be right back. Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home of Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. And the kickoff is in the air, and it sails into and out of the end zone as the second half gets underway here from DKR, Texas Memorial. Vipers will get the football first to start the second half. Moving from left to right, Vandegrift again, the visiting team. White jerseys, black pants, black numerals, black helmet with the chrome insignia on the side. Westlake, the home team, in the bright red jerseys and pants, white numerals outlined in blue and silver with the silver helmet. Here we go. Hand off up the middle, Ryan Shepherd, and he puts his head down and plows out to about the 27-yard line, a gain of about 2 yards on the play, second down and 8.
Just trying to stay ahead of the chains here a little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely
avoid some of those shoot yourself in the foot kind of mistakes.
Yeah, it looks like the starting unit for Westlake's out there.
Yep. Both teams at full strength here.
Vipers up to the line quickly. Second down and 8 from the 27-yard line. Vandegrift moving from left to right. One receiver wide left, one to the near side. Buchanan play action. Now rolling to his right. Looking downfield. Under pressure. Hit as he throws
nice
it.
Throw.
And incomplete. Let Grayland spring just a little bit too long.
Just had him kind of man underneath in the flat there. Now he's coming out of the backfield. And
trying to get spring in behind that flat coverage, but
I think Witt
tight
been,
window.
White would have Witt would have been a good option there coming underneath, it looks like.
Byers Petty applying the pressure for Westlake, third down and eight. Give a shout out to my mom from DKR Texas Memorial.
Well played, Merle. Well, we've got to take care of mom.
Well, Christmas
say,
is coming.
Say hi to my mom and dad, too, if they're still listening. Mason, Ohio.
They're down and eight from the 27-yard line. Buchanan dropping back. Empty back set. Fires over to the right side. Swing caught out to the 38-yard line, out for a first down.
Nice pitch and catch there.
Yep.
Buchanan really stepped up, fired a bullet. And Grayland Spring coming up again. He's having, as Zach said, at halftime, having a really good game. He's been their most consistent player so far.
Yeah, Vipers.
He's the only receiver with his reception today.
I think he has three.
Yeah, that was number four.
So two receivers wide left. Beecham and Coleman out there. First down and 10, Banniger from their own 38-yard line. Just into a second half. Shuttle pass underneath the Coleman. He's going to bounce it to the outside. Gets a corner turn across the 40. Hit hard and stacked up at about the 43-yard line. A 6-yard pickup for Banniger. Second down and four.
And that counts as a pass. I like
yes,
quarterbacks.
It
we
yeah.
like those. But just a little just quick toss.
Well, great vision right there. Great vision right there by Miles Coleman. Scott.
Yeah. It was well blocked, too.
Well blocked. Found a crease in there. He's handy.
Second down and four from the 44-yard line. Just sent away second half. Two receivers wide left. Hand off Shepard. Nice hole across the middle out to the 45. Looks like he's got enough of the first down to the 49-yard line.
Now we're seeing some Viper
yeah,
football,
exactly.
gentlemen.
That's yep. what we wanted to see. Love good. The response so far coming out of the locker room in the second half.
Good job up front that time, Ian Reed.
Two receivers wide left. First out the 49-yard line and a flinch. Defensive end jumped, and that got the Vipers to jump.
Yeah, well, Burke will get your attention, you know. He's
yeah.
a guy that you
yeah.
want. But, yeah, this is these are the kind of mistakes the Vipers got to avoid. They just
right.
start getting a little bit of momentum. Back they go 5 yards and are behind the chains once again.
Lake Travis leading Brennan 28-8 midway through the third quarter. LBJ over Fredericksburg 13-0 late second quarter. Two other games going on involving Austin area teams. Liberty Hill and Longa Vista winning last night. Two receivers wide left. Play action. Buchanan looked
oh
left.
Boy.
Fires. Oh, Alex Witt had it briefly and got separated from the football by Luke Aaron.
Yeah, Buchanan was sort of rolling. He was under pressure. Had to get
yep.
rid of it and kind of ran Alex Witt right into the teeth of that zone coverage. And big hit delivered by Luke Aaron, as you said. And thankfully, Alex Witt just pops right back up.
Unfortunately, it was a clean hit. He just
yeah.
hit him hard, upper body. Second down and 15 from the 44. Two receivers wide left. Beecham now to the near side. Dropping back. Fires over to the right side. And
oh.
what? Did he make it?
Boom.
Go. Couldn't make the catch. Beecham slipped trying to cut back. Laid out anyway, but couldn't hang on to it. It's going to bring up a third down and long.
Yeah, second time we've sort of seen a receiver
yeah.
fall down on a
yeah.
play. You wonder if
with the right shoes?
The turf here is a little different than what they may be accustomed to. But
so third down and 15 coming up for Banniger. Clock stop, 9:40 to go, third quarter.
That's something that's not as big a factor as it used to be, Scott. Five different pairs of shoes.
Right, yeah.
Backs with the other side of Buchanan. Two receivers wide left. Hand off Shepard, right side. Breaking tackles. Dragon tackles out to the 47-yard line. Going to bring up a fourth down and about 12 to go from the 47-yard line.
Yeah, interesting call there. Makes me think that they're planning to go for it on fourth down no
right.
matter what. But here comes the punt team.
I think they're hoping maybe to cross them up and
yeah,
make it fourth
kind
and short.
Pop one there.
This has been a really dubious situation for the Vipers. The first half, the punt unit. Let's see what we roll out there.
It's M.D. Connor again.
Got to get it away quick because these guys are coming quick. Snap back.
Ooh.
Getting close again,
yeah.
but he got a pretty good low line drive kick. And fielded there.
Nice.
59 line of drop
nice
immediately. Beautiful job on the coverage
snapper.
By Oliver Yendo. Flag down here at the 47-yard
line. Number 40, and he's not on the roster.
Yeah, who is
and
it?
And I think we got word that there's an injury to our deep
oh, you're
snapper.
Right.
That's number 40. Made the deep snap and then went down and made the tackle. Nice hustle play. Whoever you are, number 40, great job.
So maybe someone can text
yeah,
us.
Yeah, if we have
emails are open.
That's interesting.
The Marossa's got 39 on the left side, 42 at the top of the right side, and I thought that was Indo, but you're right, 40 isn't on the roster.
Picked up the flag.
That'd be one of those sub-varsity guys.
Yeah. So Wessex will take over first down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Moving from right to left. Klundnick stays in the game for this series at least, and handoff. And actually, it's not a different quarterback, isn't it? Handoff across the 25, all the way out to the 30-yard line. And a quarterback, that's going to be Christian Edgar. He came in relief of Klubnik when Klubnik was shaken up early in the season. They didn't miss a beat.
No, they sure didn't. He's got some pretty big stats.
When you run the ball like that on first down, it makes life fun for a quarterback.
Yeah.
Different running back, too.
It got 25. That is Hunter Hanault. Hunter Hanault is how it's pronounced. And handoff right side, out across the 35 to the 40, puts his head down to the 41-yard line.
Griffin Schaefer.
Statistically, Hanault was actually their leading rusher. Didn't see any action in the first half. We got a shaken up Viper on the play.
Yeah, Griffin looks like he's down.
Another shake. Sort of went off in the first half after a tackle and may have re-injured it.
Yeah, in fact, Zach texted us and said he probably wasn't going to come back, but he tried to come back in the game.
He may have made a case for himself at halftime, said,
yeah.
Coach, I want to go back in there.
That's an indication of pure toughness right there.
And Griffin Schaefer is up and coming off the field. But, yeah, he's favoring the same side he was favoring coming off the field at halftime. Senior.
Great player for Vandegrift right there.
What a fantastic career he's had on the football field and even more brilliant career on the lacrosse field. He'll continue that in college. But great career. His afternoon may be done.
So first and 10 Chaparral's from the 40-yard line. Hanault lined up to the right side of Edgar. And right side out across the 40, the 44-yard line.
Number 29 right there on the stop. That's Braden Holter. The junior, we get him back next year.
Edgar coming in, 67 to 207, 787 yards, 12 touchdowns, no interceptions, 9.9 yards per carry. That's your backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's a season for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
So, Craig, the Westlake quarterback, Edgar, he's grabbing his helmet. Do you think he has audio in there? But he's also looking to the sidelines. It's not working.
I don't think he has audio. I don't think we're that sophisticated yet. Maybe Westlake has a secret weapon, but they've just been adjusting his headgear.
Maybe so.
Takes it himself off the right side. Picks up another 3 yards out to the 48-yard line. Going to bring up a third down and two. Senior Hunter Hanault, their leading ball carry, 121 carries, 754 yards. Didn't see him at all in the first half.
Well, the way Kaiser played, you can kind of see why. He's kind of an extra burst and quickness and toughness. Safe to say that they're pretty well loaded.
Yes, they are.
Got a couple guys at every position that could probably start anywhere else in the state.
Yep. Third and one from the 49-yard line. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Handoff Hanault got the first down across the midfield stripe. Needed one, got about three. It's going to be a first down for Westlake.
Well, I'd like to see the Vipers flying around on defense time. Oliver Yendo showing some feistiness.
Yeah, no quit in the Vipers.
Max Yule, an ever-present wherever the football is. You will see Max Yule.
First down, Chaparral from the Viper 48-yard line. Shadows creeping across the stadium here as the sun getting ready to set behind us. Hand off around the left side, trying to turn the corner. Cuts it up at the 45 and tripped up at the 41-yard line. And on the stop for the Vipers was Andrew Scott. Hanault on the carry.
Yeah, I tell you what, one of the things that a lot of good teams do, and Westlake is no exception just in terms of fundamentally. You see how well they engage and they block downfield, Hank.
Absolutely.
You got everybody working there.
This looks like
block well. Their linemen get off to the next level. And
this looks like a backup receiver core, and they're doing a great job on the perimeter.
Second down and three from the 41-yard line. Two receivers wide right, two to the near side. Handoff, Hanault, And he's going to have the first down and more inside the 40, pushing the pile. Rugby pile still all the way going down to the 29-yard line. Stacked up the line of scrimmage, you wind up 10 yards down the field behind the push.
Well, changing personnel, it's just plug and play.
Yep. Just reload.
Reload, different crew, same result.
First down, Westlake at the Vandegrift 30. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Westlake on top, 56 to nothing, looking for more. Edgar in the shotgun. Going to keep it himself right side. Bounces it to the outside of the 25, up the sideline and out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. They haven't thrown a pass this drive, have they?
They have not.
Nope, haven't needed to.
Nope.
Just grinding out on the ground, keeping the clock moving.
First down, Chaparral's at the Viper 17.
This quarter's moving along pretty quickly now.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes in the third quarter.
Not a running clock, but with them running like they are, it doesn't take long. Two receivers to the near side, one receiver wide right. And Alt again up the middle. Stacked up this time, it gets it inside the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. A gain of 4 yards on the carry. Second down and six.
Alex Foster, number 20, Stilling Emerson, the usual suspects.
Max Yule in on that one as well.
Yeah.
A lot of guys in there still fighting hard.
Absolutely.
KP Swartwood riding in says, we are so proud of our Vipers. Never give up. Special shout out to number 10, Slater Swartwood from Mimi and Yes Yes in New Orleans.
I have to tell you, that's one of the better grandparent names I've ever heard.
Yes.
Mimi and Yes Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, as a grandfather, a grandparent, you know, I just don't ever say no to your grandparents.
That's right.
There you go. Kind of spoil them rotten and hand them back to their parents.
Hand off up the middle. Inside the 10 to the 5 into the end zone. Touchdown, Westlake. Taking it in was, well, there's two number 10s. It's either Bryce Chambers, a junior wide receiver, or Jeffrey Jenkins, a junior defensive back, both wearing number 10 for Westlake. I would have to assume it's a wide receiver.
He's
got the gloves on and the towel back there. It's definitely
looks like a wide receiver.
Looks like a wide receiver for sure. But running out of from the running back position that time, just took the handoff.
Nice jump
right up the gut. Yeah, kind of a little
into the end zone.
Line drive kick is up and good. 4:06 to go in the third quarter. Westlake padding the lead now, 63 to nothing. We'll take a break and be right back. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network. Well, as Hank Hudson said, plug and play. Basically, a whole new offensive unit comes out for Westlake and picked up right where the first string left off.
Solid.
It's a good drive. Vipers didn't do anything wrong.
No.
No, they just kind of, I mean, it's, you start getting guys, just big old guys.
Leaning on you.
Leaning on you and running backs running to green. And
10 plays, 75 yards.
Yeah, methodical. All on the ground, Hank.
Mm-hmm. The bumper music has been quite good today. You got the Doors. I had the Cars before that.
Another deep kickoff. This one's going to go 8 yards deep and out of the end zone. And Vandegrift will take over first down and 10 at the 25-yard line.
To state the obvious here, you just say, I'd like to really like to see the Vipers get in the end zone on this drive. And I think they just need it.
Just for the morale of the team.
It just fought way too hard to get here.
Yeah, I agree.
You run into a buzzsaw on a day like today, and stuff happens. It just, you know,
like
that's football. Sometimes it just gets you. But we'd like to see them at least end on a high note.
So Buchanan in the shotgun, dropping back. Pass over the middle and caught at the 29-yard line. Gain of about 5. He spins out to the 30. They'll give him 4 progress.
I think that's Beecham under that pile. It's hard to
tell. I didn't even see who caught it. Yep, that's exactly right. There's a weird plexiglass, double plexiglass to the left side of the press box, and that's where most of the game is taking place.
We should put you in the middle, Merle, so you get the unobstructed view. You get the cheap seats.
Second and 5 from the 30-yard line.
Viper's being very methodical here. Some time run. I think it's a very good strategy.
Thompson lines up to the right side. Shepard in the backfield. Pass swung out here to the near side of Spring, out to the 30. As breaks a tackle, the 35 sideline, the 40 stays in bounds. Nope, they're going to say stepped out of bounds to the 42-yard line.
Really like the way Graylin Spring is playing today. He's
what
definitely a guy out there that's
there
got,
somebody's
got no quit left. Penalty flags in the backfield. I think it's against Westlake.
Okay, good.
Sportsmanlike on the Chaparral. Good call, Scott.
We'll take it.
That'll tack on 15 yards to the end of the play.
Was that about a 15-yard reception?
Yeah.
Nifty maneuvers there
yeah,
by Grayland Screens. The whirling dervish, if you will. I mean, it's a really nice pitch and catch there. It's one of those across-the-field throws that Buchanan has the arm strength to make where you swim from the left hash all the way out to the bottom of the numbers on the other side of the field. That's a very difficult throw to make.
Yeah, get it there in a hurry and get Grayland Spring an opportunity to make a move with a football and pick up some extra yardage and keep the Vipers on the move, and they're going to pick up another chunk because of the penalty. So
that's Westlake's first penalty. So
yeah.
Talking about the
yeah.
you know the characteristics of a really solid and well-coached football team, you know, limited penalty yards, you know, great tackling. These guys are just super, very well-coached, very disciplined.
First down at the Chaparral 41-yard line. If my memory is right, this is Vandegrift's second trip across the 50-yard line. Low snap, handoff, Shepard. Nope. Going to keep it himself, Buchanan.
Oh,
fumble, ball's out.
Oh, boy.
At the 38-yard line, I think Westlake has it back.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Just trying to cut it up inside.
Just trying to do a little too much, you know. And just caught a helmet right on the football and popped right out. And I think that's sort of a microcosm of
yep.
the day. Bounces right into the lap of Westlake.
Andrew Lindley
kind of
on
day.
The tackle, forcing that fumble.
Well, I do have some good news. Zach Lucero, our sideline reporter, inside agent, made a full-on attempt to get an interview with Dabo Sweeney down there, but was told it was against the rules.
Oh, he declined.
First and 10, Chaparrales.
I'm proud of Zach for trying.
Exactly.
Me too.
Trying to turn the corner, and Edgar knocked out of bounds there at the 39-yard line. Gained of a yard in the play, escorted out of bounds for the Vipers by Jackson Oliver. He's not going to stop playing either.
I like the effort that we're seeing. I like the discipline and all those things we talk about, those hallmarks. Vipers aren't laying down.
Nope.
Plenty of fight left in this team.
Seeing a lot of seniors out there right now. Played a lot of football for Vandegrift. Second and 9 from the 39-yard line. Edgar in the shotgun. Hand off up the middle. Big hole this time to the 45. Upended at the 49-yard line. 29 on the stop for the Vipers. That would be Braden Holter, the junior defensive back.
Well, I'm glad he's going to be back. He has
Me
been,
too.
He's been a
yeah.
name that we've called out so many times on special teams. And how many times have we seen in the past, guys, where an underclassman will come, make some real effective efforts on special teams and work his way into the lineup,
yeah.
and then he ends up, you know, might be a starter next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, you love seeing sort of these guys emerge. And it's sort of at times like these where
Edgar passed to the right side and broke a tackle. Breaks another tackle across the 50 down to the 46-yard line. Had him stacked up for no gain. Managed to fall forward for about 4 yards after a couple missed tackles.
And that's another thing that we've seen tonight or this afternoon that we don't normally see is
right.
missed tackles.
Well, on the part of the Viper defense, but that, you know, credit Westlake for that. You know, they go hard every play.
Yes, they do.
Well, you know what? Coach Sanders, a master chess master and strategist. Coach Malager's creative. Yeah, you know, but sometimes it's not about the X's and the O's, Scott.
Right, but the Jimmys and Joes.
The Jimmys and the O's.
You got that
I'll set
right.
you up for that one. I've heard you say that
mm-hmm.
before.
Edgar, quarterback draw, and he is going to be hit behind, but he falls forward across the 45 to the 44. Bring up a third down at about 2 for Westlake.
Well, we kind of said coming into this thing, look, for Vandegrift to have a shot, they
yeah.
needed to play 100% Viper football, mistake-free. You know, and you catch a break or two, and it happened in the wrong direction
right.
from the get-go.
It was the mere opposite of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly what they didn't need.
Third down and 3. Vipers showing pressure. Now Edgar changing the play. Play clock down to 6. Handoff, Hanault. And he is going to be stacked up, trying to push
yep.
the pile forward,
Attaboy.
But he's not going to get there. Going to bring up a 4th down and 2.
8 Vipers on that tackle, guys.
Interesting to see what Westlake decides to do here. They run. Yeah, it's 4th and 2. They're going to go for it,
They're going to go for it.
So hopefully the Vipers can stack them up here and
merciless,
get another crack at it.
Merciless effort by Westlake. They just,
yeah,
they're not stopping.
Well, I mean, even if, look, this is the right call. You get a, you know, punt, net,
yep.
you know, net maybe 20 yards, keep the clock running. Keep the ball on the ground and grind it out.
Egger to his right side. He's going to cut it back up. And makes the man miss, going to get back to the first down of the 40.
Another
just
example.
Stopped at a dime and just stepped around two Viper defenders.
Yeah, just Vipers had it well defended that time, just running kind of the old school option. Didn't even have a pitch man there, Hank. It was quarterback run all the way. Yeah,
absolutely.
Edgar just made a move.
They don't have to run another play here in this third quarter. It looks like they're going to be content to let the clock wind down.
You see what I'm talking about, Scott? He can't be adjusting his helmet there. What is he doing?
I don't know. There's the
look up. You see? See?
Yeah.
But then why would he be looking at the sidelines?
Well, he is adjusting his helmets. I'm watching the replay here, and he's just pulling. He's pulling on his. It could be just one of those things that you do. You know, he's pulling on his chin strap.
Recovery routine.
Recovery. It's just, you know, like guys step out of the batting box and fiddle with their batting
gloves. Maybe you're
right. Yeah.
Well, we've reached the end of the third quarter. 12 minutes left in the Viper season. We'll take a break and be back to bring it to you. 63-0 Westlake on top. Brandon Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. All right, Chaparral's going left to right. First down and 10 at the Vandegrift 31-yard line as the fourth quarter gets underway. Merle Scott and Hank here in the booth. First down and 10, Westlake. And Edgar going to keep it himself, giving ground back to the 34-yard line. And stepped out of bounds to the 35. That'll be a loss of about 3 yards. Clayton Moore in the backfield disrupting that play for the Vipers.
He tried to sort of stay in bounds, but just took that one step onto the sideline there. Just tried to just step back in bounds and lay down, but officials were on the spot.
So loss of 3, second down and 13 from the 34.
Unsurprisingly, Westlake's got a really good backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Shocking, yeah.
Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Hand off up the middle. Hinault breaks tackles inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line. Got back the lost yards and a few more on top of that. Going to bring up a third down at about 5 from the Viper 26.
The Viper band is in fine form. We've heard some unbelievable songs. They play deep in the heart of Texas.
They're taking a little break right now.
Yeah.
Deep in the heart of Texas. How appropriate.
That
was clever to play that song.
Third and 5 from the 26-yard line. Edgar, play action, pass over to the right side, complete to the 16 and dropped immediately, but that'll be good for a Westlake first down.
This executes so well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing fancy. It's a little wheel route there and off a play fake.
There's Holter again.
Yeah, Holter on the stop. Ball hauled in by Carter Princeton, junior wide receiver. First down and 10 for the Chaparrals at the 15-yard line.
This Westlake team's pretty special, though. Just no real weaknesses in their game anywhere that are evident.
Hand off right side and inside the 10 down to the 7-yard line. Hinault again on the carry, picking up 9 yards.
Christian Davis, number 50, a senior defensive lineman. Had a great year. That's a hustle play right there by big number 50.
Yeah, I like that.
Nose guard,
that,
nose
tracking
guard.
That down from behind.
Nose guard making a play from behind.
Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Second down and 1 from about the 6-yard line. Edgar going to keep it himself, trying to turn the corner left side. He's got the 5. He's going to get into the end zone, touchdown.
Yeah, he just got outside and outran him to the pylon there. Made one man miss, kind of broke contain, and Vipers couldn't get there.
Nope.
Good blocking again downfield.
Well, I think this is going to go in the book as a program record as far as margin of defeat.
I think you're probably right, yeah.
It's not the kind of record we wanted to set this year. But like you said, Scott, this is you run into a buzzsaw. You got a Westlake team that's, you know, loaded with Division I prospects. They look to be just a level above everybody that they play.
Yeah,
so it's
no
not
doubt.
Just the Vipers. It's, you know, everybody.
Yeah, no, this isn't the first time they've done this to a team this year. And just some pretty good ones along the way. This is 6A, as we say a lot of times, big boy football in the state of Texas. So these are some big-time teams. You know, you look at even nationally, and I've had a chance to see some high school football around the country this year, and Westlake's as good as any team I've had eyeballs on. And, you know, you've got modern day ahead of them in the rankings. But, boy, I think based upon what we've seen here today, Westlake's every bit as good as advertised.
Yeah. Well, this is a team, again, since the Vipers moved up to a 6A program 6 years ago, in those 60 regular season games, they've lost exactly 4 of them, 2 to Lake Travis, Nobody else has come close except the Vipers. They're losing by 2 and 7 points. They beat Lake Travis by about 35 points earlier this season. By the way, Lake Travis is now up 35-3 over San Antonio Brennan. Lake Travis is about to move to the semifinals. Yeah. That's how good Westlake is.
Now, Lake Travis is Division One, is that right?
Yep.
And
Westlake. They were flipped last year, which is weird.
That is weird.
It's this sort of enrollment. One kid quit school.
Well, it's based on the four teams that are in the right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, Hayes was a big school last year. Yeah. They didn't make it this year, so that allowed Lake Travis to drop down.
Two fine programs.
Yep.
And, you know, like I said, I'll be rooting for Austin, Texas in the finals. Definitely some good football in the area. We've been treated to a lot of really good games and great players, and you know, another record-setting Viper season. It's not gonna end the way the Vipers wanted it to, but
you know, every year for the last 3 years, we've seen guys during the season from other teams that are featuring in a very prominent way against on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, we saw last year. We saw, was it Isaiah Spiller?
Yeah, Spiller, and then Deuce Vaughn. Of course, Garrett Wilson having an impact at Ohio State. So we've
had a heck of a game last week. Kickoff out of the end zone, 70-0, 10:08 to go in this one. Well, right now the Austin area is guaranteed to be represented in the 3A level by Lago Vista. They won last night. At the 5A level by Liberty Hill. They won last night. LBJ at the 4A level leading Fredericksburg by 10 at the half, and of course Lake Travis and Westlake at the 6A level. So representation across, what, four different conference levels.
Dare I say this is a hotbed of high school football?
Yes, it is.
That's why Dabo Sweeney's on the sideline checking it out.
Yeah.
And he's still around. They just showed him on the TV coverage here that we can peek at through one of the monitors, and he's hanging in.
Ryan Shepard on the right side to pick up 3 yards on the play. Another senior running back. Battled back through an injury last year.
So do you think we saw him? He was on his phone. Do you think he was playing Angry Birds, or was he sending a text?
He's checking. Probably checking Georgia. He's an Alabama guy, so he's probably checking that Georgia-Alabama score.
Buchanan fires a pass over to the right side, complete to Graylin Spring, out for the first down.
Graylin Spring having a game here.
He's having a good day. He's
been a
bright spot.
He's having
spot
a good day.
Today.
Finish out his career. A fine career it's been. Yep. Looking forward to seeing what he decides to do at the next level. I think he's going to have some opportunities.
Yeah, a couple of baseball players going at it there. First down and 10 at the 38-yard line. Handoff on the edge. It's going to be, is that Shepard out to the 41-yard line? Gain of about three. Clock rolling, 9:08 to go. Outcome not in doubt, 70-0, Westlake on top.
Well, this is the kind of thing we've seen all afternoon from the Vipers. They're stringing some plays together. They've had some drives that are effective, but it's just the miscues.
Yeah,
the fumbles.
Just not enough.
One receiver wide right, one to the near side. Hand off up the middle again. Shepard patient running this time. And the hole closes. He picks up a yard. We'll bring up a third down and about six.
No. I thought we were going to get a flag there. A little extra shove at the end of that play. Referee reached into his belt to grab the flag, but then I guess – decided not to throw it there, ultimately. But.
Third down and six from the 42-yard line. Spring wide right. Buchanan dropping back. Fires over to the right side, and his arm is hit, I believe, when he threw the football. Falls at the carpet. Going to bring up a fourth down.
Well, Ron Shepard did a nice job blocking there. Picked up a blitz from the backside. He wouldn't have done that. His buddy Braden McKinnon would have felt it.
See what the Vipers draw up here on fourth down.
Yeah.
Try desperately here to keep this drive alive and keep any chances of getting some points on the board before this thing's over.
Quinn Finnegar, junior defensive lineman, knocking that ball away. Fourth down and six from the 42. They're showing blitz. That's going to be a pooch punt. And well done by Buchanan. Going to roll inside the 20 all the way down to about the 18-yard line. 8 minutes to go.
That's the second or third time we've seen a Westlake defensive lineman bat the ball down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
So that's not done by accident.
Nope. Got good, you know, good job of getting sort of at least some penetration, or if not completely through the quarterback, getting a push and then getting the hands up in the air, having awareness to know when that ball's getting released, getting a paw up there and getting a piece of it. Has been disruptive all afternoon.
I wonder what Zach would have asked Dabo.
What are your thoughts? Thank come, Nick.
Keep it short,
Nick.
Right?
What are your thoughts?
Pretty good player. What are your thoughts?
First down at the 17-yard line. Handoff up the middle. And out across the 20, the 21-yard line.
Oliver Yendo still playing football down there.
Yep. He'll be back next year.
Good tackle by number 42. Austin Spielis, yeah. Number 40, 53 is in the game.
Yeah, Vipers haven't given up here. Still playing hard.
Hank mentioned recovering 3 fumbles in 1 game. That's a record that will last a while, I'm guessing.
That's a tough one to break.
That is.
You might have some guys tie it, but
yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen in all my years of watching and playing football somebody who's recovered 4 fumbles in 1 game.
I can't recall.
And off left side and out to the 22-yard line. On the carry was Nathan Acosta, junior, a sophomore running back for the Chaparrals.
Yeah, they're loaded. You know, just have a stable of backs there that can tote the rock. And
well, I guess I don't ever recall seeing a high school team where they've got multiple players with the same roster number.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've seen that.
You do it in college a lot. You know,
it's
because you have 100-plus players on your roster, and those single-digit numbers are a lot of times really popular, so guys are going to clamor over those. So you get one on offense and one on defense.
Inside of 7 minutes to go.
Not many high school programs address as many players as Westlake does. Oh, my goodness.
And it's going to be stacked up in the backfield and knocked down. Beautiful job there by the Viper defense.
Max Yule.
Alex Foster and Max Yule on the stop.
There, nice play.
But we talked about this program all season long. I've had the privilege of doing the sub-varsity games on Vipe. We saw a third Westlake team 2 or 3 times against a third Viper freshman team.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important for these guys to get an opportunity to play. And you have programs that can support that many sub-varsity teams to get them ready. And I'm sure that you've got a lot of sub-varsity guys down there who are taking advantage of this amazing opportunity to play at Darrell K. Royal. You can address as many guys as you can in the program.
Right. Absolutely correct.
Fair catch called for made by Miles Coleman. Is that the first Westlake punt of the afternoon?
I believe it is.
Yeah. That is correct, Merle. The first Westlake punt. All other drives have resulted in touchdowns except one. They had a turnover on downs. Vipers got a stop on that third possession of the first half. The Westlake machine is just rolling.
Miles Coleman, another bit of Viper history, as Hank alluded to, the first Viper punt return for a touchdown in program history earlier this season.
There's only one Neil Armstrong.
That's right. First down and 10 at the 37-yard line. Buchanan dropping back, firing over to the right side. That ball is incomplete, overthrown. Trying to find Grayland Spring up the sideline. That'll bring up a second down and 10.
Bringing the heat that time for the Westlake defense. So Buchanan had a couple of guys coming free in his face. Had Grayland Spring sort of with a step.
Yeah. We've been on the other side of the equation. Westlake wants to preserve this shutout.
Oh, they sure do.
Of course.
They're playing a team that's averaging 44.5 points per game. They've kept the goose egg on the board. They want to keep it that way.
Well, they're playing like that's what they want.
Yep. Second and 10 at the 37-yard line.
That's what good teams do. There's no let-up in the course of a football game.
Buchanan dropping back, looking, firing underneath, and caught at the 42-yard line. Breaking the tackle to 45. Across the 50 to the 45, up to the near sideline of the 40. Landon Thomason down to the 35-yard line. First down, Vandegrift.
Well, that's the very biggest play from scrimmage for the Vipers so far today, number 18.
Yeah, nice play, nice throw, nice pitch and catch there, and nice move by Thomason to shed some tacklers. And you were right, right, Hank, about how hard Westlake's playing on defense. You got a bunch of guys in there that they're getting their shot to play at DKR. They don't want to give up a touchdown.
Shepard, the stiff arm, right side, inside the 30 to 25, and he might have gone if he could have stayed in bounds, but he stepped out of bounds at about the 21-yard line, but still a good pickup. First down, Vandegrift.
Getting some traction here. Thomason's had a great year. Number 18, the tight end. Great job blocking. Caught some big passes through the course of the year.
Shepard again, right side. Cutting it up inside the 20 to the 16, maybe down inside the 15. Gain of about 6 yards on the play. Second down and 4. 5:25 to go. The Vipers' most serious scoring threat of the afternoon here.
Seeing some changes on that Westlake defensive unit, so they're getting some
They're getting some
reps.
Personnel into the game, and Vipers working hard to try to get some points on the board to finish this one out.
Second and 4 from the 15, and a timeout Westlake. You think they're not taking it seriously?
Yeah, I think.
How many times have we seen Coach Sanders do this?
Yeah, a bunch of times, and you see some of the starters who are out there going to be a part of this huddle. I think encouraging the guys who are in the game at the moment. to try to preserve the shutout.
Well, it's been a long time since we've seen 70 points put up against the Vipers. I think the last time was the state semifinal game against Temple that we did. That was before the radio, back in the old KMAC days.
That thing was like a basketball game.
We scored about 35.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember that result.
Yeah, very different outcome here, but in a tough way to end the season and the careers of some, you know, players that we have just thoroughly enjoyed watching over the last few years. That, you know, and all good guys and great representatives of this Viper program and the community, and don't want it to overshadow what this team has accomplished.
Exactly.
I mean, it's been, you know, certainly right up there with the better teams that we've had an opportunity to watch in Viper history. And I think one of the things that's really cool about this program is every year there seems to be some form of a step forward and progress. And there aren't many programs that can say that. You always have kind of this off year where you feel like you go backwards a step.
Right.
This Viper program just doesn't do that.
Right.
Every year they're doing something new. They're going to new heights, getting an opportunity to play in a game like this one.
Second down and four from the 15-yard line. Going to do a reverse. Beecham going to fire over the right side. Got a receiver open and caught out of bounds at the 2-yard line. They go right back to Buchanan. First and goal, Vandegrift.
That's having fun, baby.
The Philly special right there. That's what that was.
Having some fun.
Yeah, I like it.
I
Shepherd
love that.
To Beecham.
Nice
pass
throw
downfield
catch.
To Buchanan.
Yep. I like it.
First and goal from the 3 with 5:01 to go.
Vipers can punch one in here.
That's having fun, guys.
Yeah. We're going to go Wildcat now to Shepherd. Low snap, picks it up. Right side, and he's into the end zone. Yeah, touchdown, Vandegrift.
Ah, what a great block
there
by number 18, Landon Thomason. Pancake City, USA.
Just load up that right side, including Brady Cannon getting
ooh
in there. Helping
he
with the
did
block.
He pushed him
Thomason
way back.
Oh, wow, that was a great block.
What a great block.
Just a pancake.
Get to go to your local IHOP after that and get a free short stack.
What a year this young man has had. Hayden Arnold on for the extra point attempt. All he's done this season is 75 out of 75 on point after attempts. Good snap and hold. Kick is up. And he just knocked one through at DKR Texas Memorial. Way to go, young man.
Yeah, he's listed as a linebacker. And he kicked. Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that he's on the roster as a linebacker. The
only thing's missing is like a square-toed shoe.
And a neck roll. And a neck roll.
And, well, it's not fake. If you look at the stats, he's had some tackles.
Yes, yeah, indeed. He's a football player first.
So Vandegrift on the board with 4:56 to go. Won't help much, but it'll help a little.
Yeah, help a little.
Well, they had some fun on that drive.
Yeah. You know,
catch the double with a reverse. You know, that's a good looking play.
And in spite of the scoreboard, just no quit on either side of the ball, which is exactly what we wanted to see.
That's about the fourth time they've executed that play, and it's worked every single time.
Yeah, that was a little tight squeeze. It wasn't wide open.
No, it was not.
A pretty good throw by.
I was thinking when he released it, I thought, man, that's
a nice catch on the other end.
Yeah.
Well, if Buchanan wasn't so good and if Beecham wasn't such a gosh darn good receiver, he'd be playing quarterback on this team.
Yeah, for sure.
He can chuck it, too. Baseball player, pitcher, and catcher. Well, that's Buchanan. I'm sorry.
Buchanan,
Beecham. Beecham, a two-sport athlete, plays basketball. I don't know if he's going to play this year, but.
What a career he's had.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Fun guy to watch. I mean,
fun guy to watch.
Sort of dynamic players like that can do so much on a football field.
Yep.
He's played defense. He's played offense. He's played quarterback. He's made some sensational catches.
Game-changing type of player. He's fun to watch. You're right, Scott. Mm. Well, Hayden Arnold looks like a linebacker. Look at him.
He does, yeah.
He's built like one. Yeah.
Set to kick it off from the 40-yard line. 4:56 left to go in this one. And squib kick along the ground. Picked up there at the 15-yard line, up to the 20, and knocked down there at about the 25-yard line. Nice job by Garrett Nackfor on the return.
another opportunity for the Viper defense to try to make a stand here.
Yeah. Cannot overemphasize how much fun this season has been.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we have a blast. You guys, this is the best gig in America right here. I might switch with Kirk Herbstreit if ESPN were to call.
Maybe.
But other than that, this one's a pretty darn good one. And this partly because, you guys are great to work with, but this team is so much fun to watch. And never a dull moment when you're a Viper fan.
Hand off at the middle, stacked up for about a yard gain in the play.
Playing with passion.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's a kind of program that you can really root for because they do things in the right way.
Yeah.
That's exactly correct. They do things the right kind of way on the field and off the field.
Absolutely.
The emphasis that Coach Sanders puts on academics.
Character.
Being a man of honor, yeah. Graduating with honors. I mean, those are things that you and I have both been a beneficiary of with our boys in the program.
Second down and 8. And I'll try to turn the corner right side, giving ground, and he's going to go down inside the 25. Good pursuit there by the Viper defense, still playing hard.
Yeah, I think it was Oliver Indo, man, just playing to the final whistle. Aldino, and I'd love to see that. It's exactly what we hope we'd see is a team that would respond at halftime and come out, play for one another, play for some pride in the second half.
Well, you saw Aldino there.
Fighting to the end.
He really dug that out, man.
Yep.
He saw he dug deep to run that guy down. Hustle effort.
I'd say Craig Way's got a pretty good gig. He gets to come up to this stadium and do this 5 times a year.
Not too shabby.
I sent him an email and said, if we're in your booth, I'm going to raid your fridge.
He's got a special stash in there.
I don't know if he does or not, but he would neither confirm nor deny. Dropping back under pressure and just gets rid of a good pursuit again by Yendo.
Yeah,
also
another
in on the play.
Example of the kind of afternoon it's been because that snap came back to him on a bounce. It literally just
just
a big hop right into his hands. And
Max Ewell also applying pressure.
I want to give a quick shout-out to the backup deep snapper. We've got a name on number 40. He made a great play on that last punt. You guys remember?
Yeah.
He made the deep snap and then went down and made the tackle. It's number 40. He's up from the JV, Ben Bauer.
Ben Bauer,
great.
Good punt, and it's going to land at the 35-yard line.
Is it Ben Bauer?
Is it
Bauer, B-O-O-H-E-R?
No, B-O-U-E-R.
B-O-U-E-R, I remember him from the JV game.
James Boer is his dad. He's probably listening in, making sure. I'm surprised we didn't get a text message from him.
Ben
Boer.
Ben Boer?
Yep.
Well, I remember when Reese Beecham's mom corrected us.
Yes.
Because it's spelled B-E-A-U-C-H-A-M-P.
Yes.
I'm half French. I thought, that's Beauchamp. No, mom's will let you know, and I'm glad she did. First down and 10 for the Vipers with 3:15 to go from their own 33-yard line. You got one. Let's get another one. Shuttle pass underneath the Coleman. He's going to cut it up, and he's going to be knocked down by the Westlake defense.
He tried to find a little sliver at daylight. He doesn't need much of one, but that one quickly closed up.
K.O. Williams in on the stop. Probably made the Chaparral defense a little mad by
that score. They kind of tightened the screws here a little bit, I think.
They've given up just 7.7 points per game. Trips wide right, loss of 1, 2nd and 11. Buchanan dropping back. Firing over to the right side, got a receiver wide open, caught at the 42-yard line. Spins free, it's Coleman to the 45 to the 50. The 45 and out of bounds.
Yeah, nice move by Miles Coleman. What another sort of great example of Braden Buchanan's arm strength. I mean, that is a long throw, and he threw it on a frozen rope.
Nifty little move there by
Miles
Coleman.
Was able to shed a couple tacklers.
Broke 2 tackles there. Got upfield for another 9 yards.
Vipers love to put another one on the board
here. Yes, they would. Well, Westlake got Klubnik back. He had a great year last year as a junior. The Vipers get Buchanan back.
Yeah, that's definitely a bright spot here. What a year he has had.
Yes.
Certainly get plenty of attention going into next season.
Buchanan dropping back. First out the 44-yard line. Pass over to the right side. Incomplete. Overthrew.
Some miscommunication.
Beecham.
There was nobody, nobody
home
on that.
Nobody home.
We've seen that a couple of times there. That's also unusual.
That is unusual.
Yeah, it's one of those where I expected him to zig and he zagged.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that happens to you when you play against, a really serious opponent.
Yeah.
They throw you out of your rhythm. They bring these different looks. You're really having to press, struggle. We've seen, some real uncharacteristic throws from Buchanan. We've seen fumbles.
Yeah, exactly what the Vipers were hoping to do to Cade Klubnik.
Yeah,
keeping him off balance, but we're just never able to pull that off.
Shepard with a five-yard pickup around the left side. To bring up a third down and five from the Chaparral 39. Timeout on the field with 2:26.
They're just
there we go. Now they wind the clock.
Reset the play clock, I think.
Yep. One receiver wide right, one to the near side. Beecham goes in motion, settling into the right side. Low snap. Picks it up. Buchanan in trouble, and he's going to go down. Coming in from the backside was Marlo Falken. Senior linebacker gets a sack in his final game. Well, not final game, but.
Yeah, there's too much pressure. And you know, Buchanan looking for a place to step up into the pocket, and there just wasn't
nowhere.
A safe haven in there.
Nowhere to go. I think they brought six that time, and you know, credit to the Westlake defensive backs. I mean, they had
just no place to go.
Everybody locked up.
Fourth and 14 from the Chaparral 48-yard line. Two receivers wide to the right, one to the near side. Buchanan in the shotgun. Play action, looking. Pocket breaks down again. He is going to step up to the right side. Now he's got some running room to the 50 to the 45. And upended at the 42-yard line. Going to be stopped shy of the first down. It'll be a turnover on downs, and Westlake will come back on the field for the final minute and 20 seconds.
He is one tough customer,
He's one tough customer. I'd love to see him just take a shot with that. Fourth down, nothing to lose.
Yeah.
A mile to go, and just put one up, and don't take that last hit.
Did a great job just not getting sacked.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how he got out of there. A little bit of
he had to break three or four tackles back there. And just no shortage of courage on the part of number five.
Zach Dealey, senior quarterback, coming in to close it out for the Chaparrals.
Third string quarterback is a senior.
Going to take it around the left side, get his name in the running and the record books on the carry to pick up a yard. Pretty cool for that young man.
Alex Foster on the tackle there. He's another guy who will be back next year. Yeah. So, you know, we talked about how Westlake reloads. The Cubbers are far from bare for the Vipers as well.
How did we do in the sub? We didn't play any sub varsity games against them, though.
The freshman game.
Just the freshman game.
Which were both very close games. I think they won one and we won one. Second down and nine from the 43-yard line. Inside of a minute to go. 70-7 your score.
They're running that play clock all the way down.
Yeah, they got some. And just going to take a knee, and they don't have to snap it again.
Nope, that's going to do it.
Yep. Tough afternoon for the Vandegut Vipers here at DKR Texas Memorial. Westlake showing why they are ranked number two in the nation, number one in the state. Took advantage of every single mistake the Vipers made, and they're going to get the win here 70-7.
Well, you either win or you learn. You make it to this far into the playoffs, you meet up with number two team in the country. I'd like to see the number one team if this is the number two team in the country. But I'll tell you
they run for their money.
Yeah, Westlake's, I mean, they're just good. I mean,
Look, and I think this is one of those situations where, hey, this one got away from the Vipers pretty early, but it is in no way, shape, or form a reflection of the kind of season they've had, the kind of team they had, the kind of program that Coach Sanders and his staff and this community have built. Just a tough afternoon at the office. That's all it boils down to. Against a football team that is really special in Westlake. I mean, I come away from here extremely impressed. And even, you know, the Vipers, we knew Vipers had to come in here and play a perfect game to, you know, make this one interesting. They weren't able to do that. But even if they had, this Westlake team is just absolutely loaded.
Yeah.
Not sure it would have made all the difference in the world.
It would have been nice to find out just to see. But that's not the result that we got.
Yep.
And, you know, congratulations to the Vipers seniors. Good luck to Westlake moving on, and we'll go from there.
That's right.
Well, you know what, Joe? You earned the right to play in a quarterfinal game in DKR Stadium, where there hasn't been a high school football game in, what, 5 years?
At least 5 years,
You know, this is a marquee matchup at this level. So this has been a really great season for the Vipers. Great individual performances, great team performances. A lot to be proud of about this team this year.
And you also see sort of, okay, where's the bar? You kind of see, all right, okay, well, you know, it gives you one more sort of rung to reach for when you're trying to, you know, build an elite program, and not only in the state of Texas, which there's no one who ever watches the Vipers play that could argue that they are not at that level because they are, but just sort of elite, consistent elite level football, even on a national level. They see what that looks like in a team like Westlake, who I think is absolutely legit at number two in the country.
Westlake looks like a college team.
Yeah.
They just don't hurt themselves. 70-7 the final score. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Coach Sanders hopefully a couple times. I know we'll hear from him pre-recorded, given his thoughts, and hopefully I'm sure he'll spend a moment with Zach Lucera after he addresses the team and that kind of thing. We'll be back for the post-game show. 70-7 the final score. Westlake with the win here this afternoon. Vandy Good Vipers football on the ABC Home of Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.